so much massive news. This is going to be an insanely important broadcast. Share the live feeds now.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Smile, you knew when you chose me. I was nothing but ordinary. And now the wind's blowing, reminding you of what you know.
It is the 29th day of June, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very pleased and honored to be here with you. Very, very blessed. I'm going to tell you, bottom line, I've never seen so much news. It is absolutely insane. It is over the top. Crank up Lana Del Rey again. Now, let's hear some more of that angel. I got to charge myself up with something positive before I dive into all this negative. But we cover the negative so that you know it's there so you can fight it and defeat it with God's help.
White hot forever.
White hot forever. Amen, baby.
White hot forever.
Well, last night, Israel gave everybody about an hour. That was nice of them to get out of a large village in southern Lebanon. They said had a Hezbollah base under it. And people thought it was a nuclear blast. It was seen up to 30 miles away and broke windows up to 20 miles away. A single blast of some type of huge Moab. Iran's national media is officially saying, oh, you know that fatwa we have with the last Ayatollah never build a nuke? Well, we've had all the material the whole time, and by the way, we put nukes together. Checkmate, bitch. Told you that was coming, and it's true. I told you years ago. Trump is threatening to totally destroy Iran again, but also back at the peace table. He says if they break another ceasefire, he'll totally destroy the regime. At least he's not saying all the people of Iran. That's good. And the question is, can we even do it? Yeah, with nuclear weapons, then we're a pariah. The war game show, it goes from bad to worse. But the problem is Israel keeps breaking the ceasefires. But I'm not getting to that till later in the broadcast. Everybody already knows the path we're on. Everybody knows the pieces. Just the jigsaw puzzle's already put together. There's a few pieces left. You already know what's going on. We'll hit it. It's important. But big picture is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, what it's like to live under the globalist tyranny and disaster economy. All over Europe, from the UK to France to Germany to Sweden to Denmark, they are banning air conditioners, banning air conditioning outright, even the updated ones they claim are, you know, don't have Freon in them. What is that really all about? That's finally captured the public's attention. Well, if you watch my film Endgame from 2007 or the Obama deception from 2009, it's in both films, the whole Agenda 2030. They're going to ban single-family dwellings. They're going to try to ban the nuclear family. They're going to ban barbecue pits. It's already happening all over the U.S. in many cities. They're going to ban space heaters. They're going to ban gasoline cars. You already see California banning the sale of new gasoline, you know, RVs and stuff. And then all cars by 2030, depending on which type. So thousands are dead from the heat wave in Europe, hundreds in Paris alone. And they're saying, sorry, there's not enough power. They're having power outages because they've shut up down a lot of the power in Germany and France. And they're saying, oh, they're sending inspectors around, the green police, to basically find you and arrest you and grab your air conditioners. It's happening in London. It's happening in Paris. Total insanity. And then the big sick news, it's confirmed, even mainstream media reporting it in Venezuela, the aid groups.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
You should stay real close to Jesus. Keep that bottle in your hand, my man. Find your way back to my bed again. Sing me like a Bible hymn. We should go back to our kids. Trade this body for the kitchen. Like a little piece of heaven. I'm a candle in the wind.
Thank you for joining us on this live, original, teleprompter-free edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones, your chronicler, your battle-hardened information warrior. Remember, the horsepower, the amplification of this transmission all depends on you sharing the URLs, alexjoneslive.com, and telling people all the forbidden video feeds and articles and reports are there at alexjoneslive.com. To be sure to follow us and share the live free links at Alex Jones' site. For the network there at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, on the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones, and at AJN Live, initials at AJN Live. Be sure and follow us there on X as well. And of course, as I said, alexjoneslive.com. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up today. We'll be going into AI, the data centers, the AI war, top AI titans saying they're scared of the public and what is to come. There's going to be a war between the public and the tech lords. We are going to get into confirmed MSM reporting, what I started seeing 2 days ago in the independent media out of Venezuela, Caracas, and other cities devastated by the biggest earthquake to hit in the last 100 years since they recorded it with seismographs in Venezuela with the earthquake, the 7.5 and the 7.2 twin earthquakes, that children that are being rescued are having their names changed and disappeared. And people even found their children and found that they'd had given new name tags with new names. And you've got all these international aid organizations pouring in that use that as the perfect front for human trafficking. And by the way, until about 10 years ago, AP, Reuters, Der Spiegel, London Guardian would do a good job, actually. They weren't fully controlled, reporting on the UN, on NATO, on Interpol, on DynCorp, on Halliburton, not your average oil worker, but the company itself, using their aircraft and UN peacekeepers in war zones like Serbia to steal children by the hundreds of thousands and women. They even would also kidnap men out of Africa and other areas and take them to the Middle East and take them to Africa as well, from one area of Africa to another, to work in slave mines, you know, digging out rare earth minerals. But about 10 years ago, it just stopped. 99%. Last time I saw a mainstream media report on this was about 6 years ago. Big report about the UN kidnapping thousands of Haitian children during the earthquakes and how it was tied to the Clintons and how the head of their foundation got indicted and convicted of smuggling little kids out for sale. I mean, this is dark stuff, folks. So we know there's the backstory. We know it goes on. And then now that news is pouring out. We're going to get to that. This has really gotten people's attention. I told you in my films in 2007 and 2009, Endgame and the Obama deception are just two where I get into it in great detail. From the official Agenda 2021 and 2030, what we're living in the middle of right now, we're already past Agenda 21, that was supposed to be implemented by the year 2020. By 2030, Agenda 2030 is supposed to be fully in, and they tell you what they're going to do. People take short clips of me, and they go, this guy's an insider. He's getting this from the CIA. They'll show like a 30-second clip of me going, and they'll shut you down the sports stadiums and the churches, and you'll have to wear masks and be 6 feet apart, and then they'll use that to train you for carbon tax lockdowns in the future. People go, he said that 10 years before the pandemic of 2020. How did he know? Well, they don't show you the full show where I show you all the documents. It's in my films. They said under the BioShield US/UN program 2004, and like $8 billion in funding that Bush got in, and the UN got funding as well, and it said, we'll soon have disease X, probably respiratory, out of China, and we're going to make you 6 feet apart, see there's fear, wear a mask, lock down all the restaurants, make you take takeout, make you work from home as soon as those systems get online. Now we have them, now they did it. So that's my biggest frustration is I'm not the conspiracy theorist. There are schizophrenics online that think Hulk Hogan is still alive and is really the Liber King, and that I'm really Bill Hicks, or that I'm a clone. That's all cuckoo town, or the world is flat, or satellites aren't real. You know, that's not me. I'm like, here's atrazine. Here's studies 30 years ago that it bends the gender of all different species. We need to get it out of the water. Here's the global plan to bring in world government using virus scares and migrant flows. Judicial Watch sued in 2007. Got the documents. I mean, we have the documents. 99% of what I cover is their admissions. All you got to do, replacement migration is an official UN adopted global plan the year 2000, 26 years ago. How the hell do we know they're going to do this and flood us with migrants and open the borders and give them all the freebies? They said in a white paper in 2020 and then passed it into the UN in 2021. Excuse me, the year 2000 and then the year 2001. That they were going to do this. There's nothing more frustrating than having the battle plans and showing you the battle plans. And the national news will have me like a 10-second clip. They're putting chemicals in the water to make the frogs gay. They don't show you the 45-minute report, which we've reposted, where I go through all the documents and university studies. And it makes some frogs trans, some sterile, some hermaphroditic, male and female, but the majority become gay, homosexual, and want to hump males. That's what it does. And that's in the studies. University of Berkeley, California. University of Durban, South Africa. University of Tokyo, Japan. It's like crazy. Absolutely. You can know all this too. So I'm ranting. I'm sorry. I have a giant stack of over 100 video clips of the last few days of Muslims declaring they're taking over the planet, raping, killing, Texas passing a resolution that last week is Pakistan week, Pakistan day, just absolute bonker town. I could do 3 hours just on that. More major studies on, oh my God, massive cognitive problems, basically retardation, ADHD, autism, a cocktail of issues, the poison shots, all the chemicals in the water. And number one, that the formula used, particularly in the United States, is the worst. It's also bad in other areas of the world, but not as bad. They have laws where it's almost entirely corn syrup and a few synthetic vitamins that your baby can't even absorb, and the brains are up to one-third smaller, and almost all children with these different problems were not breastfed. And the hospitals try to make you all do cesarean. They come in and say, oh, the baby's got low blood sugar. We're going to give them a formula right away, when the baby's not supposed to have high blood sugar for a few days, supposed to only get the first colostrum coming out. By sucking on the breast, it stimulates the mother to have her milk come in. That's how it is in all mammals. And then they put your kid on formula and say, don't worry about it, you don't need to nurse them. And the whole thing has been designed to create these factory farm humans that are Stupid. Yeah, it turns out all mammals have breasts. You're supposed to get it from your mother. That's what you're supposed to get. And they could create or use animal protein, colostrum from cows and other things, and it wouldn't be as good as human, but it was close. They don't do that. Until 70 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, if your mother couldn't produce milk, they had midwives in every town that, like the milkman, would made their money by being nursemaids. Wet nurses is what they're called. And they would come to your house a couple times a day and supplement that. And then you'd give your child goat milk, generally, that was milked locally in the town or city. And they'd have little trucks that came in or wagons before that. And people knew you had to get it for your kid. Then they go, oh, no, we got corn syrup for you now. And they have little tiny brains. And the IQ's dropping. I'm already going there. See, I got a big stack of that. It's all done by design. We have Supreme Court rulings against Trump, which are just terrible, saying for 5 days after an election, the Democrats can just fill out all the different mail-in ballots they want and always deliver whatever they need to win. So the Supreme Court said, yeah, for 5 days, all these state laws stay in place. You can, even if they're postmarked after the date, even though you can't find out who did it, they can steal elections. You have a bunch of top Republicans, Thune and Cornyn, laughing, saying, you keyboard warriors, you won't stop us. We're killing the SAVE Act, no voter ID. Supreme Court lets 5 million, that was the first one, the other one was like, what, 87 million. Supreme Court lets 5 million sex abuse verdict against Trump stand with the crazy E. Jean Carroll cat lady, who says she thinks rape is really sexy and hot when she's hitting on Anderson Cooper. Absolute whack job, caught in all these lies. But they say that stands. We got that. We've got Army documents of the Secretary of Defense admitting their earthquake weapons. How does that tie into Venezuela? We also have, just so much more today. I mean, I have really overprepared. This is unbelievable, the amount of stuff we've got to cover. It's amazing. So be sure and stay with us today. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. And when you share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, that's the official channel, The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. It changes the world and tell those you share it to share it. And the URL of all the feeds, the backup feeds, our own audio feeds, our own video feeds at alexjoneslive.com. That's the URL to really share and let people know this is the forbidden channel. Also, no matter where you go, it pops up on my phone feed, you know, from Apple force feeding it. It's all over ABC, CBS, CNN, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, AP, Reuters. America is depressed. America doesn't like the flag. America, 250 years, isn't going to make it. People are afraid to fly the flag because they think it's associated with Trump, so they won't fly it, trying to demoralize us. Just because I'm angry about some of the leadership we have in the government and don't like some of the things Trump's doing doesn't mean Trump and his administration isn't night and day to the Democrats and their open plan to destroy this country's very existence in Cloward and Piven. Design collapse. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't celebrate the ideals of America and we've been the best house in a bad neighborhood and that what the globalists are offering is 1,000 times worse. We have to be proud of the Republic, we have to be proud of the good things we've done, and we have to fight for it because the globalists are trying to destroy it. They don't want to just take down Robert E. Lee and the Confederate battle flag. They don't want to just take down Thomas Jefferson statues or Teddy Roosevelt statue in New York. They want to get rid of the American flag, and they're admitting that now. And I have video, obviously, of a big lawsuit out of Colorado where a little kid was wearing a Gadsden flag patch on his backpack, and the teacher said, that's white supremacism, that's slavery, it had nothing to do with it. It was the Navy's first flag, by the way. And you know, she said, no, you can't have that on your backpack. Well, they're going to lose that suit. But the point is this, and notice the American flag's hanging right there. That's their real target and everything it stands for. So we're going to be getting to that coming up today as well. But let me get into this right now. Every time there's a major disaster, an earthquake, wildfires, you name it, in Latin America, in the United States, in Africa, in Europe, in many areas of Asia where the globalists are in control, all these big contractors, all these big NGOs, all these big aid groups affiliated with the UN, non-governmental organizations, they flood in. And whether it's the Amber Alert system, or whether it's the UN, or whether it's these child charities, you've already seen them by the millions disappearing their names, changing their names, ordering the Border Patrol and ICE that they couldn't keep their names. Vanilla envelopes from the drug traffickers, human traffickers, coyotes are then given to the National Institutes of Health. Kennedy's exposed that. And then that agency under Biden would disappear them. And in many cases gave them to drug traffickers, people that weren't even of their own race, not even related to them. So this is going on a mass scale. And my uncle was in Iran-Contra in Army Special Operations, in communications and building airfields. He was high level in logistics. And he got out of it in the late 80s when Bush got in, Herbert Walker. He never told us all the details before he died. He told us quite a bit. And he told me, he said, what made him get out was they were running these airfields and they would say, what's going on? And these vans would pull up with little kids from orphanages in Central and South America and load them. And they'd say, where are those going? They said, none of your business. The CIA would. And so they started poking around and found out it wasn't good. So he just said, I said, what were they doing? He goes, you already know, and I'm not going to tell you anymore. But you're dead on. So that was in the 80s, folks. Okay. And they're constantly catching orphanages down there and all the rest of it doing this. You've seen in the UK, the orphanages would keep the little girls and boys, and the Muslims would pull up, load them in dog cages and take them off. That was in the inquiry that came out in Parliament 2 weeks ago. This is all the same system. So the report started to come out 2 days ago, 3 days ago. But I didn't cover it just because other journals, people were saying, well, we're hearing this. We're looking into it. Now I got up this morning at 4 a.m. and I saw local newscasts, local interviews, mainstream media with mothers saying, yeah, they're grabbing our kids, changing their surnames, their last names, from Sanchez to Rodriguez. Or from Escobar to Antonio, and they're disappearing them. And that's par for the course. Also, the communists that we left in power down there, we put the vice president in, the so-called regime change, they're all over video stopping certified, real, conservative U.S. aid groups that are there with the fire departments, with the people, ready to save folks. And so now Venezuelans are trying to take matters in their own hands. But now it's 50,000 people missing. Yeah, last week when it first happened, they said 150 dead, 1,000 missing. I said, folks, I've looked at those skylines of at least three of their major cities, including Caracas. They are, more than half the buildings are on the ground. We're talking 10-story, 20-story buildings, 5-story buildings. I mean, you've seen it. Yeah, 50,000 missing? I mean, it's going to be, I bet 40,000 dead. But you won't hear that number for a couple months. This is just a mega massive disaster. And in the midst of it, when you have these leftist and globalist NGOs, all the big ones, the Catholic charities, Jewish charities, Halliburton, DynCorp, all the usual suspects. By the way, every time I say Halliburton, we'll get calls or emails. Hey, I work for Halliburton putting in gas pipelines, and how dare you say 99% of Halliburton's oil fields and drilling, we're not Schlumberger, all that. But your company chiefs, you can look it up, you'll apologize, going back decades, have been caught using Halliburton, I'm just using that as one example, as a conduit for human trafficking. So don't, just because you're ignorant, don't get mad at me. I'm not saying you're bad. You know, it's like saying, you know, you work for Walmart and then Walmart's been caught helping smuggle, kidnap kids. I remember first hearing that like 15 years ago. I didn't even believe it. Now it all came out. It's true. It's all part of FEMA NGO stuff. So any big corporation or group that's been allied and working with the U.S. government is involved in this kind of crap. I'm not saying that Halliburton. That's just one of the ones. DynCorp is really bad. And they're involved with corporate certification of CPS all over the world, including the U.S. And a lot of the dirty CPS are DynCorp trained. You want about bad. I mean, Halliburton's a little bitty bad down here statistically. DynCorp, super ultra evil. I have congressional hearings 15, 20 years ago admitting it all. We played them before where they admit all this. And there it is. Court rejects military contractors' attempt to avoid trial for human trafficking. Yeah, I mean, see, I mean, you can't make this up. So my point is that this is all going on. But until about 10 years ago, Der Spiegel, London Guardian, even New York Times would report on this. But about 10 years ago, 12 years ago or so, yeah, it was the end of Obama, it all ended. And the last time I saw a report was like 6 years ago, AP, because we had our own reporters down there covering it, and landing on, you know, dirt airfields right after the hurricanes and all of it, earthquakes, you know, we've been down there a bunch, and the UN kidnapped over 1,000 children, sex slavery, killed a bunch of them. That was AP. Look up AP report on human sex trafficking, UN Haiti. Like a 20-page report. That was it, though. It's like crickets now. So the point is, this is going on bigger than it ever has. This isn't the Q stuff about underground tunnels, underground bases full of kids and space aliens or anything. This is real. Okay? This is going on. So let's go ahead and play with subtitles. A mother reports that her daughter was rescued and that when she went to look for her, they would have changed her surname and she disappeared. She reports that they are stealing the children they find alone after the earthquake. International alert, please. Let's play this. It's in English subtitles. I'll read them. Roll it. But we also have one of the people who is... Stop it again. I'm sorry. This goes so fast. Back at the start again. Sorry. They talk so fast. Sorry. I think I talk fast in Spanish. Blah, 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 blah. But we also have one of the people who is, well, quite affected. I would like, please say your first name first and then your last name. I am Normina. Back it up. God, she talks fast. Perez of Waitress. Go. One of the Cambrium Clinic. And I am here affected because I have my four children lost. God. My daughter, Lopez, A-R-A-N-Z-A Lopez, was taken out alive, but she was taken out with a last name that is not hers. Her name is Arnanza, gosh, I can't speak Spanish. What is that? Arnanza Vergara appears on her Social Security. So that's AR. Let's get this out for everybody, guys. Back it up. Oh, wait. Arnanzavergada. I'm sorry, I'm butchering this. Appears on her Social Security. Okay, go. I have searched for him in all the hospitals, it does not appear. Nor where she was transferred. We need help. International, and that is to be heard. That this is heard, and at the international level. Vargas children are stealing it from him. Children of Vargas, removing last names. And they are giving him other surnames to take them out. Why, my daughter? We're going to come back with this. This is so hard to read, folks. It's tearing my guts out. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the, you know, second leg of that at AlexJonesLive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalists do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say, this is a forbidden information at AlexJonesLive.com, it has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who are already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed filter, the highest quality gravity-fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this. And ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
That you wanna go to a land that's far away. How are we supposed to get there with the way that we're living today? You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the call, but that's not what this bitch wants. Not what I want at all. I want money, power, and glory. I want money and all your power, all your glory.
They tell you to eat the bugs when they $300 million yachts and $100 million private jets. They tell you not to have children, and they have four or five kids and adopt five or six more. How much of this crap are you going to put up with from these people? They tell you you can't have air conditioning, but literally the EU government exempts itself from it. They tell you you can't eat beef, but they do. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. called them training you to hate yourself and have no life force, while they predatorily wage war against us and give us deadly shots. And they bomb us with their GMO and their 5-6G and roll out their robot AI takeover. Sergey Brin, Larry Page, founders of Google, told Elon Musk 20 years ago, they said, "We aren't natalists. We don't like humans. We want to get rid of the people," basically. They got all their bunkers. Look at these headlines right here. AI boom risks global financial crash, warn central bankers. Come on in, Charlotte. AI zillionaires are starting to get scared of the public as the public turns against them. Thank you. Look at this overhead shot right here. Oh, yeah, scared of the slaves. Comcast is spin off. We're getting into the death of the corporate media. It's all coming up. But that's next hour, the big AI deep dive and the latest. But let's get into what I was just doing, reading the subtitles off of national Venezuelan TV. And there's a bunch of these parents saying they went and talked to the people at the school where their kids are collapsed. They're all gone. They're alive. And their names aren't in any of the list. And they're told, yeah, other people, yeah, the names have been changed. We don't know where they are. That's the standard thing they do. We already know the MO, and it's happening again. And there was my uncle who died in 2014 in January. And it took him about 3 weeks with a pneumonia infection to die. So he told my mother a whole bunch of stuff, told me a bunch of stuff. He told me a little bit before. He's like, "Oh, you're dead on. You're dead on." By the way, he looked like Popeye. He rode his bike like 5-10 miles a day. Great shape. Got that pneumonia, though. It killed him out in East Texas. And he just said, "Yeah, no, it's all true." I'm not going to read all the news articles, see all the reports, see Congress having hearings about it. Mayorkas should be in prison. Biggest human trafficker in modern world history. We're talking about the transatlantic slave trade all day, not about the Muslim slave trade that lasted 3 times longer, 10 times bigger. But we don't hear about current slavery, sex slavery. No, 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 no. So let's finish up with her international call for people to find her children and what their real names are. These will probably be, you know, smuggled to God knows where. Who knows what will happen to them? Organ harvesting, God knows what. Here's this mother. Continue. We need help. International, and that this be heard. That this is heard at the international level. Vargas' children are stealing it from him. A Vargas are removing last names, and they are giving him other surnames to take them out for her children. Why my daughter does not available at Perez Carino Hospital. I went to look for it, and I can't get it. All the witnesses here at 27 o'clock. No, it is the only Orange Lopez in there. And took it out with Orange. Orange, the last name. I need, please, help with my other child. Aaron Lopez Noeger. Go ahead. 19-year-old Noel Matos Perez. My son, May Lopez. 6 years old also. Who also took him out alive. Was taken away by a police unit. Police are really bad over there. And until this hour, I know, do not know where my son, like crazy, because it does not. We have been able to search in some hospitals for him. My family is also supporting on social networks with photographs of my children, 3 children. We are looking for Perez Carino. We are looking for everything until we have gone to the helicopter and why my child do not show up. They were here on this mission Living Justice. I do decide justice because my oldest son, the police took him out of here in the state of Ligaria. Thank you. Please repeat your last name to me. Go ahead and roll. You can hear it. And again, people are like, why are you reading it to us? We can see it. We're on 400 plus radio stations. So that's why I do that. I know it's obnoxious. I'm not the best teleprompter reader. Technically, that's a teleprompter. We don't use one for what I say and what I believe, but I'm reading that. So TV viewers are like, yeah, we know. Remember, people on the radio, millions of them, we've got to read that. Or most folks aren't speaking Spanish. They need to understand what's going on. I know most of you know that. I'm just being clear to some people because I see people complain. Why is he reading that? We can see it. We can read. The radio listeners can't understand Spanish, some of them. Okay. I got more of these reports, more mothers, more fathers, same story in three major cities. That's one of the others. That's not even in Caracas where the most damage happened. This is just absolutely horrible. Serious report from a mother in Ligaria. Her name is Normina Isabel Perez Aponte, a mother who reports the disappearance of her four children who claim they were rescued by the police in Vargas State. Their names are as follows. And we've gone over those for you there. Aranza Lopez, Aaron Lopez, Mike Lopez, Edgar, Noel, Matos Perez. We appreciate sharing this. And here's this fella talking about the reports he's been getting. And again, these reports are coming out. It'd be nice when people post these reports if they'd actually post the evidence of the research. That's how we're actually going to save some people. But I'll go ahead and go to the report.
I was watching videos coming out of Venezuela, and what's going on there is worse than what we can imagine. Now, I don't have all the answers. All I can do is use my platform and my following to raise awareness on this issue, because apparently a lot of the people looking for family members, the police and military aren't allowing them to get to the areas that they need to get to. But the real disturbing thing that's going on is that apparently they are taking traumatized and orphaned children to use for child trafficking, which breaks my heart, obviously, because, well, I mean, how evil can you get? I mean, to use something as horrific as what's happened to then go to the next step and then start taking the children is just a stain on humanity. It's not even humans doing it. These people are evil. They're not even like us, right? But this is what we're dealing with. And on top of that, the police are robbing what's left of the of anything people own. Out of the rubble, they're just taking stuff. And it's just horrific. Like I say, I don't have all the answers. You know, those people are... I'm very close to Latin America. I live in Mexico, so I know what the people are like, and I just want to share their suffering in the hope that it raises awareness on the issue, because what's going on out there is far worse than any of us can imagine. So please share this.
Absolutely. U.S. boosts Venezuela earthquake aid to 300 million. It's only 40 billion out of Israel with bombs, and 50,000 remain missing. Absolutely devastating. Lots of images of people buried alive being saved. Most aren't going to be saved. It's basically an impossible mission, but we've got to try. And then we have all the footage of another angle of the discussion between the American rescue groups and the communists not letting them get in to help people. Fights basically ensue. What a disaster. Remember, California is way overdue for a megaquake. We will continue to track this as it unfolds. I want to get now into Agenda 2030. We're already into Agenda 21. That was to be implemented by and phased in the year 2020 to 2025. In 2025, they go into Agenda 2031, Agenda 2030, and they have Agenda 2045 after that. That means... no pure humans left. Everyone's cyborgs. That's official UN plan. You pull that up if you'd like. These are all official plans. That's why you hear that soon the future won't be human. We're going to get to banning air conditioners and what comes after that. So you can criticize Trump all day. He reversed all that garbage here and the carbon taxes that will save billions of lives and the carbon regulations. That's coming up. But first, listen to me very carefully. I've got all these studies and articles out. Breastfeeding protects babies against ADHD, autism, low IQs. The brain's up to one-third smaller if they never get mother's milk. They get in the first 6 months, the IQs are much larger. I'm going to be getting to that later in the broadcast, the actual details of that. But here's some of the headlines. Breastfeeding protects baby against risk of ADHD in another major study. Got some of the background studies. New study strongly links Merck's Gardasil HPV vaccine to all sorts of neurological disorders. Why is corn syrup in so many American infant formulas? Some of them are up to 70%. So deadly, so bad. Plus synthetic vitamins and minerals, which are actually toxic. Adverse effects of infant formula made with corn syrup, solids on the development of eating behaviors in Hispanic children, definitely linked to the obesity and diabetes and all the rest of it. Corn syrup and formula, absolutely not safe. Got a bunch of reports on that. Well, what's the opposite of corn syrup and fake milk? It's colostrum. In all mammals, from rats to deer to Bengal tigers to blue whales, all mammals to dolphins, to llamas, to humans, to chimpanzees, to wolves, to cats, to bunny rabbits, which are rodents. Mammals are all basically the same. And we have hair, we nurse our young. A marsupial is very similar to a mammal, except the baby crawls out much smaller and goes into a pouch to then fully mature, and milk doesn't come out of a tit, it seeps out. They're very closely associated with us. But the point is that we are designed to drink our mother's milk. It's not a conspiracy theory. And if you go back to the 20s and 30s, Rockefellers took over the medicine on record, and they said, we want factory farm, we want kids in cribs, we don't want the babies next to their mothers. IQs drop even when you're supposed to be held next to your mother and your father hours a day. Development goes way down. Children until at least they're age 4 or 5, in all studies, should be sleeping with the parents. It's just like dogs all pile up, puppies try to pile up next to you. That's what mammals need. The baby birds get up under their mother's wings in the nest. They need the contact. And they get all the vitamins and minerals and immunity from the birds. The birds go out and eat worms and mice and fruit and everything, and then they come and vomit it into the baby bird's mouth, and they get all the nutrients and probiotics from their parents' gut. Well, through the colostrum, it's in the first 2 weeks. Notice hospitals tell people, oh, give your baby milk the first few weeks, you know, fake milk. Oh, don't worry about breastfeeding. And then the mother's milk never comes in. So then about half the mothers never have their milk come in. So they go right on the formula. Ooh, formula, high-tech sounding name. Ooh, trust the science. And all the studies are the brains are much smaller, lower IQs, all these serious problems. Because your brain's made out of fat mainly, and you need the mother's fat to do that. But the colostrum has all the mother's immunity. It's a natural vaccine. All these peptides, all these super nutrients. And the babies are supposed to get super fat and healthy, because then all that fat's used to, so the brain gets all the fat it needs. In case there's a famine or something, the baby's already fat, so it can then metabolize the fat it has for brain development. And that's why, in all the studies of ancients started eating red meat, the brains got bigger and bigger and bigger, because it was like breastfeeding after 6 months. In most cultures, people breastfeed about 18 months. They teach here, just do it to 6 months, even if you do it. And you're literally abusing your child's brain, and they're not going to be as smart as you. And it runs the gamut from not being as smart to being basically mentally retarded. So we sell the highest rated, a private label of one of the top brands in the country, super concentrated, non-pasteurized, meaning they didn't boil it, heat it up, so it has the living enzymes and cofactors and peptides in it from the cow. And imagine, you can only get this at these special dairies, that they can only get the colostrum in the first 2 weeks from a cow. Okay? And every time I talk about whales being mammals, some idiots email me saying they're fish. No, morons. I'm not saying a general audience, but some of you. They're mammals, too. They have short hair. Well, do you know whales all have short hair on them? Usually on their backs. That's why you can feel it. And they nurse. It's real. Okay. They're marine mammals. I promise you. Okay. 2 + 2 = 4. Not the general audience, but liberals that tune in aren't very smart. So we have to help them out. So you need to get it. It's buy one, get one free. until tomorrow night, because I really didn't plug it. The sale launched Friday. These sales are going 3 days. You can get one of the top selling items, buy one, get one free. Extended Methylene Blue, that sale's over, buy one, get one free. Now it's our next bestseller, Bovine Colostrum, buy one, get one free right now. Now, this has been out over a year, but 4 or 5 months, whatever it was, before it came in, they sent me the private label we're going to label and said, because I try everything, and said, try this. Well, I already have colostrum. I take some of it. My mom's really into it. One day I came over to her house, and I gave her two canisters of it and told her, tell me what you think of this. But I forget about it. It's my dad's birthday last year. We're at an Italian restaurant, and she starts saying, and she never wants to be on air. She said, I'll go on air for this. She goes, look at my hair. He goes, it's gray. He has a lot of it, but it's gray. She goes, look, it's coming back in blonde. Look at this. Look at this. She goes, and look at David. He was totally bald. He's been on a few months. It's literally hairs coming in. And if you look it where it was already, it's coming in brown, and it's gray here. This is insane. This is way better. I want more of that. I want more of that. I said, okay, I'll get it for you. Or you can buy it at alexjonesstore.com. So I said, well, you say that on camera. So she repeated some of it on camera. Never seen my mom on air before. She said, no, I'll do it. That's how good this is. And she's been on colostrum forever. She was a master swimmer and, you know, triathlete. She's in super good shape at 76. But the point is that she swears by it. And she looked healthy before, but she looks even younger now. And she gobbles it. She takes way more than one scoop a day. We got it. You owe it to yourself. It's not just good for your hair and skin and all the rest of it. Imagine what it's doing internally. This is the superfood of superfood from the mama mammal to the baby. This is the Uber milk. Here's that report from last year. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. Then I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top 2 or 3 every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I mean, I know it's great. I know that you go back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It was like, it's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, man. I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It just says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you gotta listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this, it's brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving.
Thanks to our listeners, I'm not leaving. All right. I didn't get to banning the air conditioning. And again, they go, well, we're banning all the old air conditioning, including the new stuff they made everybody put in the last 10 years that doesn't have the Freon. Canada, Europe, the UK, thousands of deaths, 100 and something dead in Paris alone. They're all jumping in the big toxic river there. I mean, it's just bonker town. Meanwhile, they've cut the gas allotments in Germany. They got rid of all the coal plants. They cut off their last nuclear reactor. Mercedes and others can't even hardly manufacture cars. They get like energy 6 hours a day. People are just burning up and dying in these high-rise buildings. Under the green initiatives, they cut down most of the trees on the streets because they don't have to water them. That makes the streets about 10 degrees hotter. Got studies on that. They got 15-minute cities going in all over the world. Prison grids. That's all coming up. And I'll get into the latest Iran news. I'll get into the Supreme Court rulings against Trump. They can basically steal elections. It's hardcore. We've got all the Islamic riots and demonstrations all over the world coming up. The Chinese are trolling the Europeans, showing how they have air conditioners for their pig pens and air conditioners for their dogs. Now, the Chinese government says, we don't like dogs. You spend too much money on food for them, but the Chinese love dogs, so they're becoming not fashionable to eat dogs. And so now they have dog houses for their dogs with air conditioners, and they're making fun of Europe. Air conditioners don't hurt anything. It's total crap, ladies and gentlemen. But the globalists want to train you to have nothing and take everything away from you. This is planned, forced austerity. That's all coming up. But first, we're going to do a deep dive on the incredible AI tyranny that is unfolding. Biggest developments yet on that front. So stay with us. Hour number two with a special guest. I'll tell you about when she joins us in 6 minutes. First, we got some special reports coming up. But whatever you do, it's not important. It's key. It's everything. It's not essential. It is absolutely a must. Share the live feeds right now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the mothership. That's the home. The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026, and they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one. Very simple. America 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now,
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're told there's nothing we can do to stop it. It has to have 100 times the power that the humans get. It's got to be able to grab billions of gallons per facility of your water and not pay for it. We're told it's got liability protection with Trump's executive orders. Trump isn't standing up to the EU trying to censor Americans and Elon Musk, but he's come out and threatened 100% tariffs on any country taxing U.S. tech giants. Well, great, stand up for our companies, but how about you stand up for all of us and let the EU sue and come after thousands of businesses here in the United States or Canada or Brazil coming after X and a whole bunch of other companies? That's why when you go to a website, it flashes up this cookie thing. You got to agree to it and all this. That's an EU law. What is an EU law doing affecting us here? It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're going to get into Supreme Court rules. Federal law does not require mail-in ballots to be received on Election Day. They have 5 days to do whatever they want. Remember Pelosi said in 2020, she said, I don't care if it looks like he wins as a red mirage. The Democrat DNC said, we will have the mail-in ballots we need. And I saw it, Cruz saw people caught it on tape around the country. 2-3 days after the election, people showing up in Austin, Texas, and even though they didn't get Texas, they still tried, and in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia, with all these ballots filled out, just sticking them in boxes or coming into the Postal Service and accepting them. And the Supreme Court has said that's A-OK. The Supreme Court has said you can do that. And they also said E. Jean Carroll, the woman that said, oh, rape's hot, and that said this was the Vogue jacket I wore when he grabbed me. No witnesses, nothing. Decades later, and then Vogue goes, wait a minute, we put that out 2.5 years after she says the date she got raped. It's a known jacket, a known famous thing they had on the cover that they pushed. She goes out and gets it and says, oh, I was wearing this so she could pose on a magazine. It's all crap. And what was it? Like, her whole story was like a Law and Order script. The woman is a complete leftist cat lady. And I'm not even here defending Trump. I call balls and strikes, folks. You know, it's coming out about Trump cut a $1 billion mining deal. We talked about this months ago. Now it's hit the news. His sons, he finally agreed to the deal when his sons were signed on to it for tens of millions of dollars. It's just crazy. Just because, you know, Pelosi's involved in all this insider trading the Democrats doesn't mean Trump should be able to do it in these inside deals. It's going to come back and bite him in the ass, folks. I want Trump to succeed, not sit there and behave like this. All right, folks, we got a special guest I'll tell you about when she joins us. On the other side of this quick break, getting into AI, I saw this lady, online talk show host. I thought, I've seen her before. She really nailed it when nobody else was nailing a key aspect of the AI takeover. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776, Redneck Deluxe. And that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This person that did it is a monster.
Radical district attorneys funded by globalist networks have turned American cities into crime zones with soft-on-crime policy results that innocent civilians have paid with their lives.
5 homicides in 2 weeks. Austin police say the recent string of killings are not connected.
This seems to happen every year. There seems to be usually a week or two where there's just quite a few homicides all in the same time period. These are all very different cases.
Pushback is finally arriving in Travis County, Texas. DA Jose Garza, elected in 2020 on justice reform, promises of diversion, pretrial releases, and reduced prosecutions, is now under federal scrutiny. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is demanding documents on his policies that allegedly shield illegal immigrants and undermine law enforcement with a July 7th deadline, but have they missed the mark? After ignoring piles of murder indictments, repeated clashes with police, and a perception of impunity for repeat offenders, Garza's equity experiment has cracked under the weight of stark reality.
Our approach to public safety works, but it flies in the face of right-wing Republican ideology. We have been told for so long that if we want to be safe, that all we need to do is lock up more and more people, particularly people in communities of color and working-class communities. And we're told that if we just lock up more people like that, then our communities will be safe. But we know that that's not true.
You're not going to be protected in 800 plus cities and jurisdictions the Democrats run. They're monsters. And so to the globalist, and the same thing's happening in Europe and other areas, you murdered Jamie White. You opened the door. You created the climate. You created the conditions on purpose. George Soros, Alexander Soros, you murdered Jamie White. And President Trump needs to point his finger at the Austin scumbag DA and say, you little monster, you are responsible. Jose Garza, just as much as the person or people that murdered our reporter.
And so what we have is a list of cases that may be cases that would have been subject to a 17-151 motion. We have reviewed all of those cases. The overwhelming majority of them were not indicted because the suspect had unmet mental health needs and is receiving mental health services as part of our mental health diversion program.
Garza would argue that there has been a significant drop in 2025 in overall violent crime, but compared to what? Garza increased Austin homicide rates to a record high in his first year, while in Garza's first 2 years, his office dismissed or declined 12,700 felony charges. This pattern isn't a coincidence. It's a coordinated assault on public safety. Compare that disaster to Oakland, California, Soros-backed DA Pamela Price's tenure that brought skyrocketing homicides, brazen thefts, and business exodus through slashed prosecutions and decarceration.
It's hard to be here and not be a little sad if you like sports. Behind us is a cemetery. The Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, and Golden State Warriors all used to play right in here. Financial issues in the city, San Francisco, Las Vegas have better offers. You watch Moneyball, I mean, Golden State Warriors, all gone now.
Voters recalled her in a 2024 landslide. Under her replacement, homicides plunged 30 to 33%.
If you called the cops here, how long would it take for them to show up?
Brother, look, you see all these bullet holes in me? I got bullet holes all in my body, bro. You gonna be sitting there. Sometimes, bro, you'll see a motherfucker dead sitting in the middle of the street for hours.
It's stupidly obvious. When you stop treating criminals as victims and start prosecuting them, the streets actually get safer. No root causes willy-nilly pandering, just results. With Congress now focusing on Garza, Travis County could follow Oakland's path before more blood is shed. The Soros House of Cards is buckling. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
And we get to the AI with a special guest at the bottom of the hour. That means I can hit the air conditioning news right now and the other Soros news. Here it is. It's at alexjoneslive.com if you want to share that important report with everybody. Soros, George Soros and son Alex have funneled staggering $103 million into midterms so far. That's what we know of, on track to shatter a spending record. Where's the indictments of him? That they've caught him and his son funding Antifa, all sorts of criminal crap, getting all this USAID money, hiding it, funding foreign operations. But because he's worked with the CIA back to the 80s, he is protected. George Soros and son. What happened to fighting the oligarch? Billionaire George Soros pours $100 million into midterms for Democrats. Meanwhile, they've got other billionaires that have been funding the left that are under criminal investigation. That's been announced. But where is it on Soros? He has a get-out-of-jail-free card. And that dovetails with this. Breaking: Supreme Court rules federal law does not require mail-in ballots to be received by Election Day. Amy Coney Barrett, Robert side with liberal justices. We warned him not to put Amy Coney Barrett in. Everybody said, that's 50,000 D Chester. It's Q level. You don't know. Now Trump's openly attacked her and said that she's betrayed him and betrayed America and all the rest of it. And he was wrong. Just like he admits that he got sucked into the Iran war and he was wrong. I'm right. Here's another article. That's USA Today. Supreme Court okays late arriving mailed-in ballots in loss for Trump. Loss for American people. The court upheld a state law allowing ballots cast by Election Day to be counted if they receive within 5 days. The red mirage, no matter how Republicans win on Election Day or the day after, magically the ballots arrive. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Chief Justice John Roberts, joined the court's three liberal justices that can't tell you what a woman is in upholding the law, the 5-4 majority. Barrett said the federal law doesn't set a deadline for ballots to be received, so Mississippi law doesn't conflict with the federal rules, even if they're not even post-stated right. DOJ launches grand jury probe into Marxist billionaire Singham and his funding of radical causes in the U.S. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. A federal grand jury is investigating allegations of financial crimes committed by Neville Roy Singham, a Chinese-based billionaire who's pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into radical causes in the U.S. and elections, but not George Soros. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg, low IQ Whoopi Goldberg, declares nobody wants voter ID as millions of Americans call for Save America Act. Most of the polls are like 85%. Some are 90. The lowest are 80. It's over 80%. Got to have a license to rent a car, license to get a pack of cigarettes. If you look underage, license to buy liquor, license to get on an airplane, but don't need a license to vote. And all these Democrat cities and states say they have illegals voting and tell them to go vote. Remember Obama in 2016, I said on Telemundo, he said, if you live here, you're allowed to vote. That's part of being in America. Means you're an American. If you live here, you can vote. So go vote. So here's Whoopi Goldberg. But don't worry, we got bigger enemies than her. We got John Cornyn and Thune and others blocking the Save Act. Here it is.
I just, He torpedoed the bill because he wants another bill signed.
Yeah, right.
And it seems to me no one wants to sign this bill. It
doesn't have the votes.
It doesn't have the votes. And so he's trying to push it and do all kinds of, it's ridiculous. It's the bill that would force people to have ID when they come to vote. Nobody wants it.
It's citizenship.
Yeah. Well, the Save America Act.
I've been on The View and seen it, all of them. You know, when you go to the building, it's the bottom. It's all locked down. They got turnstiles, sometimes locking doors inside. And you have to go up and give them your ID, and they check you're even supposed to be there, and you go up. So they've got IDs. They've got armed guards. But they don't want you to be able to own a gun to protect yourself, but they've got armed guards. Let's continue.
Because it's really saving his behind.
Yeah.
Save the Donald Trump behind Act.
There are probably portions of the Save America Act that could pass, but the bill itself does not have the votes.
So there you go. Meanwhile, backfire. Americans respond with ferocity after John Cornyn, thank God he's on his way out, lashes out at keyboard warriors, geniuses, and grifters. That's a quote. Pushing the Save America Act. Yeah, oh no, we don't need voter ID. We don't need to make sure somebody's who they say they're. No, 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 no. Meanwhile, it's a math problem. Rhino Tomb Tillis brags he's blocking Trump's Save Act while Democrats prioritize illegals. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Mandami says he's freezing all the rent, will take property owners' houses if they can't fix anything they say hasn't been Green New Dealed, but you don't have extra money to do that because you can't even raise the rent. In fact, it's frozen. That's going to cause a total disaster. Another Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court lets $5 million, that's the first one. Remember, he said he was innocent, so they didn't sue him for sexual assault. She didn't sue him, civilly, for sexual assault. She sued him for defaming her, saying, I don't even know this woman. I'm innocent. That's right. Can't say you're innocent in America. I was told in both my show trials where I was found guilty by judges and civilly liable that I could not say I was innocent. That was one of the things. Or that I was bankrupt and had no money, even though the court had already certified it. I was upside down then, about $3 million. And then I got a tax return that came in because they audited me for 5 years. They did a 5-year audit and went, oh, sir, you're owed $4.3 million. You overpaid. Oh, thank you. But then that went into the court. But the point is that that's hilarious. Audit him. He's hiding money, IRS. Actually, he's overpaid. But here she is. The first time the jury says $5 million, they changed the law so she could do this, retroactively past 20 years, sexual limitations. Then the guy that wrote the law got stung by it as well. Now he wants it repealed. And what was the next one? $76 million, $86 million? I forget. Guys, pull up. What was the second jury trial? Second E. Jean Carroll Trump trial, what was the verdict? 80-something? 86 million? 70? I want to say it's 86 million or was it 76 million? I can't remember. The point was, he said he was innocent again, so she sued him again and had a rigged trial where he was also defaulted, found guilty of the defamation. The judges both times said, he is guilty of defamation. $5 million the first time, 70, 83 million. Okay, my memory failed. Appeals court pauses Trump's $83 million payment to E. Jean Carroll pending Supreme Court action. So that's the second one. That's still going through the court. I guess the Supreme Court now, when that appeals court gets up to them, that's the second case. They'll probably say, yeah, you owe $83 million, pal, to the crazy cat lady. Unbelievable. So just remember how whacked out she is. She's talking to this gay dude and Anderson Cooper, heir to one of the biggest fortunes in the world, and she's hitting on him, googly-eyeing him and saying, you're really hot, you're really interesting. Oh, God, rape's so hot. He's like, let's go to break. By the way, they never came back. She was having an episode. And if you look at her own posted video, she lives in a treehouse as a cat lady, calls her cat's her name Vagina and things like that. She's all about how all sex is rape. She's an ugly woman, always been ugly, sorry. And there were no witnesses of what she said. And again, she was wearing a dress, a coat. That Vogue said wasn't out for 2.5 years after she said she was raped. They know the exact coat. She's a liar, in my view. But you can't say that in America that you think your opinion she's a liar, and Trump sure as hell can't say he's innocent. This is why we rally so hard behind Trump, because of all this crap they did to him that wasn't real, and then now he must think he has to get out of jail free card. He says he's going to pardon his entire administration. The insider trading is incredible. We'll get to that later. I just have to report on this. It's bad. And it's naked. It's beyond insider trading. It's the exact same kind of crap Hunter Biden did, where he's on the board of a company, and then the company gets a U.S. government contract. I mean, look at this whack job. Always been a leftist whack job. And there she is out by herself in the woods where she lives with her dog and her cat. And this is her. It's a complete whack job. But you can't say that you didn't rape her. You can't say you're innocent in America. Yeah, burn, baby, burn. Yeah, burn down the cities. Black Lives Matter. Total cook ball. All right, let's hear her talk about how sexy rape is.
But I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I've been with a couple of women, a few in my life, and I've never lied about that. And I can't say I fully understand women, but I know them better than most people. About 20% of the women I've been with, if you're with them for a few months, you know, they'll say, I want you to slap me around. I want you to say you're raping me. And you know what I say to that? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not into masochism, sadomasochism, slapping women around. Now, I mean, you know, girl likes a nice smack on the butt or whatever. I mean, they all like that, but not hard, just a little bit pow. But when it comes to hurting people, I'm not into it. I don't know, about half the women want to be choked. And I can't say I haven't kind of halfway obliged, but I just say they're a little troubling, you know, really getting their eyes bulging out. So I'm just not into it. But the point is that this woman is a total lunatic and thinks rape is sexy. I don't think that. Most women don't think that. I know most men don't think that. This idea that men want power over people. Yeah, there's some sicko men that are like that, but very few. It's very, very sick. But there you go. Don't say you don't know that woman when you have the proof you don't know her. Don't say you didn't assault her when she has no proof. You have a right to say you're innocent. You're innocent until proven guilty, but he was never even tried for a criminal offense. He was found civilly liable by a judge. The judge said, no, he defamed her. Without a court of law ever finding he assaulted her, without a police report. That's what the Democrat judges do now. My Pillow last year, federal court, said you are guilty. Smartmatic machines cannot be accessed by the internet, even though they're designed to and have plugs in them and wireless phones. The judge wouldn't hear the evidence, said, I find you defamed them on purpose. You know these machines cannot be accessed by the internet. It's a damn internet machine. You cannot say this blue tuna swimming around the ocean can swim. You cannot say that tuna fish live in the ocean. You cannot say that buzzards fly in the sky. You cannot say that grass is green. You cannot say the sun is yellow. But it is. No, it's not. And it's so alien. We're like dodo birds. You tell people, oh, no, the judges found me civilly liable. They go, but it said you're guilty, and a jury found you guilty. No, the judges said I was civilly liable, then told the jury to find me guilty of that civilly. Mike Lindell hasn't had his Smartmatic trial yet, but they've been indicted for fraud now, so they're probably going to drop it. Dominion just did. But the point is, this is what they did to Trump, what they did to me, did to Mike Lindell. You need to know it's going down. We need serious reform in these courts. They're out of control. Let's hear E. Jean Carroll one more time. Oh, you're very interesting, Anderson. Oh, God, rape's so sexy. Listen to this. Here it is.
But I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Let me tell you. That woman is the opposite of a stimulus. You have the analogy of women like, well, this penthouse is a panty dropper. That woman is the opposite of a panty dropper. I would rather die than even to touch that thing. I would rather find a dead horse run over in the highway, dead for 5 days, covered in maggots, and I'd rather lay down with that horse and French kiss the maggots than even get it. She is disgusting filth. She'll probably sue me. You're not allowed to call her disgusting filth. She's God. Good, lady. I got $1.5 billion judgment. You can't do crap to me. Sue, attack. I got the First Amendment. Burn in hell. It is my opinion that you're a disgusting, lying sack of demonic garbage. There you go. E. Jean Carroll. Ooh, rape's really sexy. You're really interesting. Oh, God. Imagine the fantasies, baby. In my experience, 20-30% of women are into that. And it's sick. But that's like, some women are into bad boys. They see it as like really, you know, cutting edge and everything. They see that as like independent and strong. It's like a mutation in the mind. It's not good. Appeals court spares Trump from paying $83 million defamation award to E. Jean Carroll. Four now. But that was the second case. There's the $5 million one that the Supreme Court said, pay up, pay the witch, pay the witch, 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 witch. Supreme Court, you can default the president. You can tell a jury he's guilty. You can tell him he's civilly liable. You can do whatever you want. Unbelievable. All right, I'm digressing. I have the guest coming on about the AI. She really nailed it when nobody else was. I mean, I'd make the point, but I want to get into AI when it's really all about the new developments. And then I'm going to hit the air conditioning restrictions, the ban. It's coming here, too. Oh, a really powerful video. And I've seen this guy on Rogan, and I've seen him on Sean Ryan, human behavior expert that talks about tribalism. And this is a really good little six-minute boil down, but I got a lot to add to this. This is dead-on information. That's coming up next hour. And I am going to open the phones up starting in the third and fourth hour and intersperse your calls here today as well. We've got the Muslims declaring their victory and takeover and basically telling us on guard in big demonstrations that got violent in many areas around the world. By on guard, like in a sword fight, you say in French, on guard or on guard. And that means I'm coming for you. No quarter given, none received. And so we've got quite the deep dive on that and them declaring their plan to take over. Breastfeeding protects baby. I've got more on that. Other wild imagine we're mammals. Imagine the baby needs what's designed from its mother where it grew in her uterus and needs all of her genetics and all of her peptides and all of her amino acids and all of the special things she gives it. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. The baby needs high fructose corn syrup full of lead, mercury, and atrazine, and it needs GMO, and it needs 5G, and it needs screen time. It needs to be left in the crib, not with its parents, and it doesn't. It needs to be given, put in front of the TV in its crap-filled diapers immediately. We need more screen time. We need more corporate media. We need more drag queen story time. We need it. Infant formula containing corn syrup are often marketed for digestive issues but carry notable risk. Health experts include researchers at Children's Hospital Los Angeles know that the formulas frequently cause erratic blood sugar spikes, a 10% higher risk of childhood obesity, and can promote poor eating habits such as food fussiness. Oh, that's a whitewash. How about your brain's one-third smaller? How about they call it type 2 diabetes, but it's really caused by that? Oh, it's just genetic. They are bombing us with this. They know what they're doing, but the truth will set us free. Then there's the whole plan to demoralize us on the eve and build up to America's 250th birthday. That's all coming up. But the first thing I'm going to hit when our guest leaves us is the plan to take your car away, lock you down a 50-minute city, take your air conditioning away, take your beef away, take every your heating away. They're going to take everything. You go, why? Because they want you to be a slave and get trained to accept abuse in a cult. Why do cults starve people? Why do they make them stand on their head? Why do they say jump, you say how high? It's getting your ass trained to drink the Kool-Aid when they tell you. You do a Kool-Aid drill three times a day when they finally spike it with cyanide, your ass gonna drink it, and your ass gonna die. That's the analogy. We'll be back. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. Then I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting or what are you liking best or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket science to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better, I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like medical doctors like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Shannon Joy's been on talk radio for decades, a very popular talk show host, big online Shannon Joy Radio on X at Shannon Joy Radio, the ShannonJoyShow.com. And I wanted to get her on and hopefully, guest host sometime. She wants to get into techno-fascism. That's what we're facing, the uniparty medical freedom. But I saw her a few weeks ago, and I played this clip, and I went and watched more of her show, and I've seen her stuff before for years. But she just nails the AI, because regardless, it's getting liability protection. It's above the law. It's only for these certain tech companies creating an oligopoly. And if it gets all the water and the energy and we don't get the land, it's basically setting up these high-tech reservations and displacing us and training us that it gets everything and we get nothing. This is some foregone conclusion. We got big developments on the AI front that just came out in the last 24 hours. We'll look at that with her, talk about techno-fascism and more, and then she'll be back with us for a full hour in the near future. But here's the clip I played a few weeks ago.
It's not about the data centers. It's not about compute. It's not about AI. It's about the land. It's the physical land. It's the physical commodities, gold and silver. They know that, I know that what matters is what you can physically hold on to. And that's why they're going after the land. They're using this entire charade in order to justify through eminent domain and, you know, government subsidies, the seizure of hundreds of millions of acres of land. And it's all over the country. That's what's going on with the data centers. Daniel Horowitz has begun to uncover this. But this is the model.
Absolutely. People need to get the big picture on all of this. So Shannon Joy joins us to talk about techno-fascism. We're pretty deep into it right now. I've got some new AI developments I want to talk about with you, but what is your overall analysis of AI, where we are and where they're trying to take us versus where you think humanity should stand up and take us?
Well, thank you so much, by the way, for having me on the program. Really appreciate the platform. And yeah, I mean, I think the name of the game for the foreseeable future is tech fascism. I think that that is the dominating ideology worldwide. And it's being pushed by, as you know, a not so secret cabal of tech billionaires, PayPal Mafia, Elon Musk, J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel, you know all of the names. And essentially, from my perspective, that cabal purchased Donald Trump in the summer of 2024. They came behind his candidacy, shoved him over the finish line, and now they have a captured and owned president who is helping to usher in this technocracy. And it impacts everything. You know, it builds on the devastating lockdowns of 2020, which we have never, ever had a reckoning for, by the way. In fact, we're being gaslit by the administration that locked us down in the first place. We can maybe get to that. But that ties into, you know, economics, medical freedom, the military-industrial complex, the technological-industrial complex. All of it ties into this global plan to essentially usher in techno-feudalism. We own nothing. The common people have no freedom, no freedom to privacy. We don't have, you know, currencies that are free from governmental control. We're all placed on tokens, which are essentially digital food stamps. And, you know, they move us into this surveillance state that is going to impact every area of life. So the data centers are one component of that larger plan. It's mainly health, money, and then the physical seizure of property, which is, I think, behind the data centers. And I want to credit Daniel Horowitz. He is the host of the Conservative Review. He did a multi-part series on the intricacies of how they are seizing land, hundreds of millions of acres, under the guise of building these data centers. By the way, the data centers, the point of the data centers is to use all of the mass surveillance and compute, use AI to essentially surveil every human, every animal, every blade of grass, everything you can imagine, collect all of that data and then process, use that to control us and to manipulate us into the near future. So it's a big, big story, but which I don't think is being told on either the left-wing news media or right-wing news media. I don't think people understand this ideology of techno-fascism. It is the worst of all ideologies. It is worse than socialism, fascism, communism, any of the isms, because in addition to seizing everything and controlling everything, it is also anti-human at its core. At least socialism and communism and capitalism was operating under the guise that we wanted humanity to flourish. The techno-fascists do not want humanity to flourish. It is an evil ideology, a wicked ideology. And I've devoted an enormous amount of time on my platforms unpacking this with my audience. We've been doing this for about 2.5-3 years with some of the best experts in the world. But I think we need more discussions about this because it is replacing all of the other isms.
That's right. We could do 2 hours commercial free just quoting Sergey Brin and Eric Schmidt and Larry Page and all the rest of them saying the future's not human, looking forward to no humans. They even told Elon Musk right. 2 decades ago, yeah, we don't like humans. We want to get rid of the humans. They say, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, that by 2047, there'll be no one that's not a cyborg. They're saying we're obsolete. They're saying, mm-hmm. you know, we don't get energy. We can't, you know, we can't have air conditioning. We can't have a car. We can't have children. But this right. stuff can do whatever it wants. Just get out of the way. And more, and I put this in my film Endgame 20 years ago from their own quotes, but now they admit it. I got clips today where they say, no, this is a race for immortality. We're going to merge with machines. You'll have to give up your body. It goes back to Childhood's End, a book in the 50s by Arthur C. Clarke, one of their main futurists, who is also an Illuminist. And so this is fundamentally anti-human. And I like a lot of things Elon Musk is doing, but at the same time, he's pushing the technocracy, but saying he's going to do it from a pro-human angle. What is your view overall of Elon Musk?
I think that Elon Musk is an arch technocrat. I think he is a techno-fascist, full stop. He purchased Twitter to gain a platform to influence that platform, I think, for the techno-fascists. And as many people know, his grandfather or great-grandfather was actually one of the original founders of technocracy, the ideology, in the 1930s. He was a Canadian. Elon Musk, I think, is operating as a construct, a government construct. I don't think that he's brilliant. I don't think any of his companies are brilliant. I think that he's one of the biggest corporate welfare queens on the face of the planet. He would not exist if it weren't for government subsidies. And so I think that he's dirty dealing. I don't trust him at all. And I mean, he is in the process right now of allowing censorship now of vaccine injured. So as we are moving into through year 2026, we now have some of the highest profile vaccine injured being suppressed and suspended on Twitter under Elon Musk. I think he's manipulating the algorithms, and he's a big problem because many on the right and in the medical freedom community believe that Elon was their hero because he came in. I mean, I was one of the permanently suspended on Twitter in the dark days of 2020 and 2021 for telling the truth about the shots and Operation Warp Speed and fighting like hell against the lockdowns. I lost my platform on Facebook. I lost my full platform on Twitter, permanently suspended. And so when Elon came in, purchased the platform and gave us our voices back, many in our community saw him as a hero. I think that was calculated. I think that he's always been playing for Team Fascist, and I'm going to be proven right in the next couple years. We're going to see it.
Well, I hope you're wrong. But I see some of your points, and I think it's an open question. I don't criticize you for your views, and I hope you're wrong. Mm. I mean, I know that when it comes to him having like 20 kids, the other technocrats aren't doing that. I know he says have more kids, and he's standing up against the Islamic takeover, the EU censorship, all of that, but he is on the cutting edge of the robotics, of right. all the stuff that's going on.
Right.
And,
but he's also a polygamist. I mean, he has 20 kids with like 17 different baby mamas. I mean, I don't know if that's really what most conservative Republican Christian constitutionalists really see as
sure,
a traditional.
I didn't want to go off on a tangent about him, but you're welcome to go as much as you want. I'm going to hit with what you said is really on target. About yeah. they admitted the COVID lockdown is a training you for carbon lockdowns, working from home, 15-minute yeah. cities, got to have your cell phone and leave your house. That's not your opinion. That's the ESG, social credit score, right. world ID, internet ID. It's all coming in. You're absolutely right. But I want to finish yeah. up with Musk. I don't want to stop you there because I think it's important to have these okay. questions and these concerns. My issue is that when you pull back and you look at this, I mean, I think, obviously, Musk is playing a more sophisticated game than some of the other technocrats, and people tend to focus on him. When you look at Bill Gates, he openly wants to kill everybody and says it. When you look at Larry Ellison, he says, I want to use AI to control everyone's behavior and micromanage you in live-time surveillance. And then nobody, right. we're not focusing on them. It's, I don't want to say fashionable, but people tend to focus on Musk. But here's the thing about Musk.
Right.
He's never said he's a Christian. He's never even said he believes in God. Now more and more he's saying, he does. He did have his son taken away and basically, you know, sterilized. And so he yeah. got, I saw that as him getting pissed off. He is just pro-human. And you look at the EU bureaucrats, almost none of them have kids. You look at all these big tech people, they're not having kids. how do you have a bunch of kids and then go with an anti-human system? I'm just saying when you have children, you tend to care more about the future. Yeah. Why is Musk different there?
Yeah. Well, I think that Musk is part of a dialectic. It is a controlled dialectic. He is the good guy tech fascist opposed to the bad guy tech fascist.
So good cop,
bad
cop.
No one likes Peter Thiel. Good cop, bad cop. It's a series of false choices. And I personally think that Musk is playing a role. I don't really think that Musk has earned what he has. You know, he's the world's first trillionaire. I think that he's a construct. And, you know, he's been in, you know, this kind of system, the uber elite, for quite some time. You know, he said for being the pro-human techno-fascist, Elon talks a lot about dystopia. He talks a lot about how worthless human beings will be in the future, how human beings won't be needed for anything. They won't be needed to think. They won't be needed to compute. They won't be needed for jobs. Essentially, we should just all be controlled, surveilled, given a central banking digital currency or some type of universal basic income, which is communism, socialism. And he's warming his audience up for that. The only difference is, you know, that these type of currencies, they're trackable, traceable, surveillable, confiscatable. They involve total control. I don't think that he said anything about Fourth Amendment rights for people in terms of government surveillance. We haven't even gotten into what he did during DOGE. I could do a whole show with you on Elon Musk and how many trillions of dollars worth of data he stole from the American people, protected data, private data through the guise that was DOGE. They didn't cut anything. They didn't make anything efficient. He just went in with a group of technologists and siphoned up over $1 trillion worth of the most pristine, valuable human data on the face of the planet, the American people's data. It was crazy. Credit to Naomi Wolf and Sasha Latapova and Debbie Lerman, their Substacks. They wrote multiple pieces on the coup d'etat that was DOGE. So he's incredibly dangerous. And I believe he's presenting as, you know, the good guy techno-fascist, but we have to be very, very careful about what he's doing. And this pump and dump, this SpaceX pump and dump, a company that's losing billions of dollars every month, never made a profit. Elon comes in with the ultimate rug pull and gets this like sweetheart deal of evaluation, what, $1.75 trillion on a worthless company that was SpaceX. It's crazy. So even that corruption, I mean, it's all in plain sight.
Okay, well, let me, carbon credit. Absolutely. Yeah. And we can have you back on the deep dive on Elon, or we can do the rest of the interview on him if you want.
It's up to you.
I mean, I got to tell you, though, he's put more satellites in orbit than everybody else combined in the last 10 years. He's got those ships that have a much higher success rate. You think SpaceX developments are worthless?
I think they're dangerous. Maybe not worthless, but they're going to be dangerous. Yeah, he's setting something up.
Well, here's my view on Musk.
Like they're worth something. They're not worth $1.75 trillion, okay? Like, they're going to be worth something. But I think he's building something much more sinister than anyone thinks. And I think that SpaceX is going to play into that. And he knows it because he's an insider. He's an insider. He's part of the deep state or whatever this new dark techno-fascist cabal is. He's in on all of it. He's buddies with all of them. He was on Peter Thiel, I believe he was. Yeah, I mean, he's wrapped up in all of this. So I just urge
caution. Here's my view on Peter Thiel. Okay. If you type in Alex Jones Palantir, I did it the other day, into Google, it says Jones shocked the world in early 2026 by endorsing Palantir and saying that all these guys are great. I said no such thing. That's Google saying that because they're fighting with each other. What I said was, Alexa 15 years ago is in your house listening to you. The Google assistant was. All the cars have kill switches and are listening to you. You have Amazon. You have Oracle. You have Microsoft. You have Palantir. All doing this. Palantir would, when Google and all of them wouldn't work with the Pentagon on AI and all this, Palantir came in and said they would. Then Trump brought it in to scoop data from all of it to be able to predict stuff. And so I just simply said it's a competitor in the whole panopticonic control the future, know everybody's doing things. So I said it needs to be looked at. It's a danger. I have problems with it. I was simply saying the corporate media about 3 years ago started saying, introducing the police state, introducing big tech control grid. It just got invented by Alex Karp. And Alex Karp says, oh, the Christians want to throw me off a building. The Christian conservatives, nationalists, the number one threat. Terrible. Big critic of that. That is not endorsing it to say
right.
that people are like, I have nothing to do with flock cameras. I know it can be used by all these flock cameras are scanning your license, tracking you, listening to people at playgrounds is terrible. The Ring system has probably 50 times the footprint by Amazon. It doesn't take away from the flock cameras having issues. I have nothing to do with flock. I don't own the stock. I don't even know. You know, my point is I'm always saying I'm an expert on this, covering it for 30 years. Plus, I'm simply saying Larry Ellison says we're going to control everything you do with AI. We're going to gene edit all of you. You have no choice. We're taking over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shut up. All we talk about is Peter Thiel. And I'm simply saying, right. what about Bill Gates? You see what I mean? I'm kind of like,
right.
it's like Marvel Comics. I'm like, okay, well, here's all the players. That makes sense. And somehow everybody has a touchstone. They just go, Peter Thiel, Alex Karp, Palantir. Right. And then they don't want to. This is why I started doing this about a year ago. I would go look at Larry Ellison saying he wants to make us take mRNA to cure cancer, how dangerous that is. I don't want to hear that from Trump at the White House. And I would literally see, why aren't you talking about Palantir? Why are you talking about Palantir? Why are you talking about? And I'm like, I do talk about Palantir. I'm talking about, it's like they have this one, it's like people don't only talk about Israel and Jews. I'll talk about Israel and do bad stuff, but I'll talk about China, the EU, big tech, mm-hmm. BlackRock. And it's like, why are you covering up for Israel?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm covering BlackRock and ESG. I mean, do you see my point?
Totally. No, listen, we need to scrutinize all of the players, all of the players. You know, today I scrutinize Trump and his administration because he's the guy. He's the president. Exactly. Republicans are in control and the techno-fascists are controlling them. During the Biden administration, I was scrutinizing Biden and the Democrats because they were in control. And so, Alex, I think that one of the problems, the reason that you get pushback like that is because I think on both the left and the right, we have these narratives. The narratives are built. It is a Hegelian dialectic. I think it is a series of false choices. And my opinion is that the left and the right work together and have been working together for the better part of 50 years. I don't see any of them as a lesser of two evils. I see the establishment of the Republican Party and Donald Trump as wicked as Joe Biden and the Democrats. They just exist in an arranged power sharing, situation where, they each party in its own way through its own marketing and branding pushes these control state fascistic agenda items. And because we are so trained, we're so divided into the L versus R. We can't see our own guy. When our own guy is doing it, we can't see it. We allow it. We trust them because the good guys are in power. And so we let them get away with things we would never let them get away with if it was the Democrat Party. And the same for the Democrats. So everyone has their favorite villain or their favorite hero. What I try to push on my show every day, like I think pushing out of the uniparty false paradigm and false electoral process is one of the most important things that Americans need to do in the next couple years, because they're coming for us, both sides of the political aisle.
I totally agree. It was like 15 years ago, the great political cartoonist Ben Garrison said that a rant I did inspired him. It's an all-seeing eye pyramid with a guy in a suit marching, and he got the left foot, you got the right foot. I said the left-right false paradigm at the top. They're the same. They're the controlled. Yeah. I coined that term like 30 years ago. Then people turned around with Trump and said, wait, you said it was fake. Now it's different. Well, no, it wasn't perfect, but Trump was bugging them at some levels. But you're absolutely right.
Everyone thought. Everyone thought Trump was outside. Everyone thought that Trump was an outsider. But I think it's being proven today. He was never an outsider from the very beginning. I don't think he was ever an outsider. I think it was always a plant. And his purpose was to do exactly what he's doing today. And it is essentially breaking down reality. I mean, we don't even have to go into his presidency, but he certainly has decimated.
They're blowing up the old system.
Conservatism.
Yeah. They know there's a fourth turning, so they want to control it. So they're posing as the revolutionaries. Definitely that's where it's going. The question is, was he under their control before or out of survival? Did he join with them now? It really doesn't matter because in reality, that's where we are. And so you're absolutely right. What should we do then to try to unify the left and the right to transcend that? And that's why they're so scared of data centers. people rebelling because it's unifying everyone that we're being discriminated against, unlimited energy, unlimited water, and we're having victories around the country. So Kevin O'Leary comes out and says, we're all really Chinese spies. That's why we're concerned about an AI takeover.
Not at all. And I'm glad you brought up the data centers, because that was going to be where I was going to go with you in terms of to do. The data centers, Americans universally despise techno-fascism. Okay, there's a general creepiness to it. With Elon Musk, Peter Thiel looks like Skeletor from He-Man. I mean, these people they look like sinister comic book characters. This idea of mass surveillance, obviously the data centers, there is a very human knee-jerk resistance to the techno-fascists and technocracy. And what is amazing for me to watch as someone who's been on the outside, I mean, I've been an independent for over 10 years, and it's amazing for me to see, especially around these data centers, Democrats and Republicans coming together, young, old, male, female, black, white, doesn't matter. We are rallying around very, very human things. We're relying less on the screens. More and more Americans, I mean, I live in New York State, Alex, and the number one growing party in New York State is the blank no party. I'm a blank no party in New York State. It's the fastest growing party in New York. More and more Americans are identifying as independent. The younger generations are now getting involved. I had the blessing to be in Kentucky to stand up with a group of 30 or 40 content creators who went down to Kentucky to stand with Thomas Massie, who was attacked by the techno-fascists, the Trump administration, and the pro-Israel lobby groups. What we were able to do, we just billions in impressions. We were able to bring together everyone basically under the age of 55. And this is not to denigrate boomers. I love boomers, but they are, I believe, the last bastion of the very, very sticky, sticky D versus R generations.
Yeah, we're not being mean to them.
Right.
They statistically voted against Thomas Massie. They statistically support the wars. It's just what's happening.
Yeah, but that stickiness, it does not exist for Gen Xers and subsequent generations. So I think that we are beginning to see, I advocate, Alex, for my audience to spend less time watching and paying attention to the circus clown show that is partisan politics.
And more time creating a new system. Stay there. We got to go to break in 30 seconds.
Sure.
We're going to come right back to you. Very exciting. Shannon Joy. Find her at Shannon Joy Radio on X. Briefly.
Thank you.
I'm not funded by big tech, Republicans, Democrats, the Israelis, the Qataris, the Easter Bunnies. I'm funded by direct sales of great supplements, Patriot Apparel, the very best water filtration systems, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. And we're extending the sale because it only ran since Friday, because I never really plugged it, till tomorrow at midnight. The very best bovine colostrum, incredible. Buy one, get one free. That's the new deal. 30% off Ultimate Power, the very best. Long-term, clean, 10-hour energy. It is amazing. Tiny scoop a day. It is way better than even Turbo Force. That was great. It's a very similar formula, but even stronger and even better. Get Ultimate Power, energy focus, blood flow, and more, and endurance at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Watching her off and on for years. I don't know why she hadn't been on until now, but we got Shannon Joy with us till the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to hit Agenda 2030, banning the air conditioners, all the insanity. It's all coming out while the elites have huge super yachts and, you know, all the rest of it. That's coming up. Your phone calls in the last hour and a half as well. We'll get the number out before she leaves us. So Shannon, some stations don't carry this five, but we'll join everybody in about 5 minutes. But getting into big picture here. Just theoretically, I agree with you. The rallying point is big tech, is these data centers. It transcends the left and right. It's a true populist rebellion. So Homeland Security is saying, oh, terrorists are going to attack the data centers, right-wingers, left-wingers. This whole new FBI bust that turns out it's a bunch of guys in their basement. It's all about attacks on big tech. They're clearly trying to set it up where big tech's the victim when they steamroll us in the future.
Well, certainly. I mean, labeling average Americans, grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads as, you know, domestic terrorists for opposing a data center, for opposing liability protections for AI companies and tech companies. This is all to really suppress what I think that they see as a very dangerous grass move, grassroots bottom-up movement. And so, you know, I think that there is a place in the future. I mean, I'm not a Luddite. I don't dislike technology. I think technology could be useful. I think AI can be useful in certain areas. But I think that this idea of technocracy, unfettered techno-feudalism, technocracy and technology used to suppress human flourishing and suppress human beings themselves is something that everyone is going to be able to rally against. And I can see a future where, you know, humans put technology in its place. And what we certainly can't do, though, is allow an unelected cabal of transhumanist, anti-God technocrats come in, seize our government, seize the mechanisms of our governance, establish for themselves liability protections and total control, hand themselves billions of dollars in subsidies and sweetheart government contracts, and essentially crush our God-given fundamental natural rights and our constitution and our economies. Like, that's not okay. I have three kids. I love them. They need liberty.
You're totally right. And they're literally taking control of human development. Force-directed evolution is the term they use.
100%. Well, and this is where COVID comes in. This is why, you know, I was hollering at the top of my lungs during the primaries of 2024 between Governor DeSantis and Donald Trump, because there is the element of, you know, culling human populations. What they did to us during COVID lockdowns, with the lockdowns, Operation Warp Speed, the military countermeasures, which essentially establishes that the government can seize your body, inject you with anything they want, place you in a quarantine camp indefinitely if there is a declaration of a health emergency. And at the time of that primary, everything was still in place. Donald Trump did not feel bad about locking us down in the first place or rolling out Operation Warp Speed. He loved his vaccination. And, you know, that military aspect of health emergencies and lockdowns essentially was allowed to persist because we reelected Donald Trump. We essentially
and it was
said,
the
well,
same propaganda from Australia to Europe to the UK to Canada. The Pentagon, all the militaries ran, quote, psyops to, quote, terrorize headlines. Years later, we terrorized the public into accepting it.
That was it. That was it. That's all still in place. The PREP Act is still in place. The emergency declaration, the executive order, still in place. The HHS declaration of a COVID health emergency is still in place. The mechanism of this, all of the mechanisms of forced governmental, and that is pure totalitarian dictatorship fascist stuff. I mean,
you're right, Shannon Joy. Wow, what a smart lady. Where has she been? We should have had her on years ago. Shannon Joy's on fire. Back in 60 seconds. Share the live feast now. Share the feast.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three right now. Before our guests leave us in about 25 minutes, I'll give the number out to cover any issues we've already covered, any issue you want to cover. It's wide open phones. I'm going to take first-time callers today, so you get a chance to join us. I got a bunch of news after she goes. It all ties together, the dehumanization, the technocracy, the globalists, the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. Now, for people that just joined us, some stations don't care that last five. You were getting into Trump going along with the lockdowns. Then when the public turned against it, he turned against it. Then why did he bring in RFK Jr., who has gotten a lot done, more than I thought they would let him? But at the same time, it's very paradoxical and schizophrenic. And then you have Hegseth telling the military, no more force shots, no more experimental shots, come back, and we'll give you $10,000 or whatever. They ruined all these careers. Hundreds of thousands of nurses and doctors got kicked out and violates the Nuremberg Code against informed consent. Google releasing with Bill Gates all these mosquitoes that are loaded up with GMO. That is violates the Nuremberg Code. It's punishable by death. And now they're bringing in an experimental flu shot and an mRNA version as well, and saying it's compulsory for the military. So now they're going back on what they said. What do you think the game is there from Trump? Act like he's on our side and then stab us in the back? Or is it the bureaucracy, or what's going on there?
Well, you know, I don't think that Donald Trump ever really acted as if he was on our side. I mean, he is on record multiple times, dozens of times, saying that Operation Warp Speed was the highlight of his administration, one of the things that he was most proud of. The injection of hundreds of millions of Americans, babies, pregnant mothers, with experimental mRNA technologies, which we now know has maimed or killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. He's never, ever felt bad for that. He's never apologized for that. He's never acknowledged it. He's proud of it. So I think bringing Bobby Kennedy Jr. into his administration at HHS was really an attempt to completely suppress the medical freedom movement. It was bring in our guy, our champion, and dump him into the bureaucracy where we know he will not get anything done in terms of truth about what was done to us. I mean, the government committed democide against the American people during Trump's administration and Biden's administration. Let's just be frank about what was done to us in those years. Two presidencies, both political parties, and we have never had a reckoning for that. And so I think the mission was to suppress and absolutely divide and crush the medical freedom movement. Rename it to be MAHA, focus on food and air and water, anything but the shots, anything but the liability protection that is baked into the cake for pharmaceutical companies. No discussion about the COVID kill protocols, where hospitals were awarded hundreds of millions of dollars to kill patients on COVID floors by issuing, you know, remdesivir, then ventilator, then death, among other things. They were paid to do that. They were paid to inject and force inject. And now we have even the good things, the marginal things. You said that, you know, RFK has been able to accomplish some things, very little from my perspective, not the important things. He's tinkered on the periphery, but even the good things that they've accomplished at HHS are now being rolled back. So they are now reinstating military requirements for COVID mRNA shots, as you just mentioned. They're building, not only are they not getting rid of liability protection for pharmaceutical companies structurally in the law and within the PrEP Act, they're expanding liability protections to other industries. So the chemical people came in and said, why do the pharma people get liability protections? We want that too. So they gave it to Big Chem. And then the AI companies came in and said, why don't we get liability protection like the pharma companies? We
and
want
then
that
the Supreme
too.
Court has been backing all of that, showing its establishment. And Trump, when he was president-elect, Congress tried to pass a law to give them total liability protection above the law, only a few select companies, which is discriminatory, period. Now he's done an executive order. Now he's threatening the EU and others. If you sanction our companies, I'll do 100% tariffs on you, but he won't do that with the EU trying to censor American companies and people. In fact, he's not protecting Elon Musk. See, that's the thing. Elon's not on this AI board. I'm not defending Elon. Did say, hey, Trump's in the Epstein list and look completely freaked out. And, you know, reading all that, and I've actually looked. Sure, he's getting some contracts. At first, he didn't get his NASA guy. Later, he did. It seems like he kind of threw a fit, got kicked out, kind of came back. And, you know, they met at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service and kind of got back together. But I'm not defending Musk. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But there's definitely something there.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of fake fighting happening. I think Trump fakes fights with BB. He fake fights with Elon. Elon doesn't need government subsidies. Elon stole about $1 trillion worth of the American people's private data through Doge. I mean, it was astounding what he stole from the U.S. government when he was given free access on the weekends to go in and siphon up Department of Treasury, Department of Social Security, HHS.
You know, that's what the left said, but he had the Treasury head say when they were scanning it to compare names. I mean, they now admit over a million are getting Obamacare that don't even have Social Security numbers, but they're mostly illegal aliens. I mean, Trump kicked him out because I think he was doing too good at Doge. That's one area. I heard the left say I saw the preacher say, we ought to kill Musk. He stole your Social Security numbers. He's going to steal your money. What is the proof that he stole all this data?
Well, I would direct your audience. Naomi Wolf did an absolutely killer report on the coup de Doge. And I had her on my show multiple times when that was happening. Also, great reporting from Debbie Lerman, who wrote a series of reports. These are independents, so they're not left lib leaning. They're independent. Sasha Latapova, Due Diligence and Art, also phenomenal reporting on what went down with Doge. And so I have to go back into my memory. It's been a while since I reported on it, so I don't have like all of the dirty details, but it was dirty. It was dirty. And, you know, just because the left screams about it, even if it's from bad faith, right? They just hate Trump. So they're going to look for anything that they possibly can to annihilate this administration because they hate him from a partisan perspective. But just because they dislike him doesn't mean that reporting isn't truthful. And that's
sure, what I'm saying is it stealing data to be authorized by the Treasury looking for fraud to scan the data and compare it in databases? And I know they're using Palantir for that too. They use Palantir for ICE. All these cities like Denver wouldn't let ICE into the federally funded license plate reading cameras. I'm against those to begin with because it's Big Brother.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna, if it's already there, notice they won't use it for crime fighting. They just use it for control.
First of all, there has been no efficiency. So DOGE was a complete failure from the outset. There are no efficiencies here. The government is more bloated.
What do you think Elon's real mission? Let's just say your worst things are true. Speculating. Well, what was it about then?
I think that there's a good chance that Elon and Thiel and the, you know, PayPal mafia, Silicon Valley movers and shakers, the techno fascists, they are secretly building a parallel government. I think that has a lot to do with what is underneath the ballroom. I think it has a lot to do with taking over those systems. I think that, I mean, if you look at the platform of technocracy, it's essentially anti-democracy, it's anti-constitution, and it's anti-U.S. government. They want AI and an elite group of technologists to run everything.
Well, I don't think you're right. I know you're right. And that was my assessment, was not endorsing Palantir. I've been following it for 10 years. They came to Trump and said, we can map all this other big tech, their AI, their control. Google, Microsoft, all of them already have predictive stuff just like Palantir. They don't want the politicians to know about it. I mean, Google, even 2 years ago, was still in front of Congress. The congressman was like, my granddaughter says you can follow where I go. This is a GPS tracker. They go, no, sir, it's not a GPS tracker because it's cell towers triangulating their GPS tracker. And they go, and sir, the Google doesn't watch you. No, it's the geospatial center of the government that Google has access to. So they play these games. So they like Congress going, how's this thing work? What's this do? They don't like Palantir. And I'm not even defending this because it's trying to come in to be the one ring in the darkness behind them.
But so you had one situation where these massive tech companies were scooping up data, but at least in that situation, it wasn't the government, and at least Americans had to give consent, right? You have to sign all of the, you know, in any of these tech companies, you have to at some point, acknowledge that they're going to take your data and they're going to store your data. And everyone kind of does. We probably shouldn't, right? But, you know, Palantir took it to the next level. This is now government seizure of your data. This is now, we're talking about drone technology and surveillance, 24/7 mass surveillance, cameras
and
everywhere.
Liability protection for select big tech companies to do whatever they want.
Right. And it's the government. Okay. So it's this unholy alliance of big tech, big corporate with big government, which is why I call it tech fascism. I don't call it technocracy because that sounds too nice. We need to correctly identify what we are dealing with here.
And you talk about how the data center victories all over the country getting them restricted, they can't just run over us, is a rallying point. Let's talk about what we need to do 100%. Starting with the databases. The data centers, I know you were trying to get into that.
Yeah. I think step number one, I would encourage every American to reevaluate your party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, the people who are in Washington, D.C., like, are they working for the American people or are they bought by special interests or are they puppets for a darker interest that is actually running things? And I think Democrats need to do that. And I think Republicans need to do that. I think we also need to start thinking about what do we agree on? Where are the areas that we can agree with one another in terms of the Constitution? I renounced my Republican card about 10 years ago, and I've been on an island ever since. Democrats don't like me and Republicans don't like me. But through COVID, I was able to meet many Democrats who love the Constitution. They love freedom and liberty, and they're not.
And a lot of them voted for Trump, thinking that he was going to be different.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of common ground among Americans. Most people, Alex, want to be left the hell alone. We want to pursue happiness. We want to be free. We don't want the government all up in our business. We don't want to be locked down or forced jabbed. Like, these are very basic things. We don't want our government stealing from us, printing money, the hidden tax of inflation, engaging in corporate cronyism. We want transparency. So I think that you start there. Start questioning the two-party political paradigm. And then I advocate for my audience to get involved at the local level, to begin to pay attention at the zoning board meetings and the school board meetings and, you know, who's running for mayor, who's running for town board. That infrastructure, as Americans wake up, it's going to be much harder for them to shut us down if we have millions of Americans who are organized across this country.
And the globalists admit they spend most of their money local. Something like 47% of races in the country are unopposed. No one's even running for county commissioner or city council or mayor or water board. The power is there. And sure, people are like, well, it doesn't pay much. Yeah. That's what service is about. You better engage time and energy to being in charge through our system or somebody's going to make you a slave.
Right.
That Thomas Jefferson said, we don't want a bunch of lawyers. We want farmers and engineers and sailors and people that know how to do stuff. And yeah, you don't want to go to Washington for a few years. You don't want to go to the legislature. You better do it. It's called service.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, every scary, scary conspiratorial evil plan, whether it's Agenda 2020 or Agenda 2030 or something they hatch up at the World Economic Forum, they have all these plans, all these white papers, all these things that they want to do to us, all types of horrible suppressions of liberty and humanity that they would like to deploy. Those plans mean nothing if they cannot implement them at the local level. At some point, there has to be a granular implementation of the flock cameras and the solar panels and the data centers and all of these things. Like, that's the inflection point. That's the moment where all of those meetings and all of those agenda items, the millions of dollars that they have invested in the psyops and buying up both political parties, it all comes to a head when they try to implement. We saw this with Common Core. We saw this with the Tea Party. We saw this with the lockdowns. At some point, there had to be lockdowns implemented at the local level, and they failed in large parts to do that across the country.
You know, and that's why I went in Barton Springs and with hundreds of people and crashed it. Yep. That's why I went to the parks.
Yep.
And at first, the Latin media said, no one closed the park. It's fake, even though it was really closed. At first, they wouldn't even admit it was real, though it was in articles they closed it, but their psyop didn't work. So what you're saying about, and it's the same thing I say, let's put them back on screen. And notice they use Lord of the Rings analogies for all their companies.
Love
you. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all and in the darkness bind them. And the main reason you see the rest of the corporate big tech going after Palantir is because it's not defending Palantir. I'm stating what it is. It's because it is advertising to Trump to give him the master ring. And in truth, big tech has already set it up and has just not been bragging about it and is mad that Palantir is being more honest and trying to bring the government in when really government had become subsidiary to a great extent.
Maybe. I mean, I think you give a little too much credit to Palantir, but I get we're going to disagree on that. I think that Palantir is the could likely be one of the most powerful entities in the face of the planet right now.
No. You're missing what I'm saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you followed this in the last, when Trump was even in office and then when he was out, they came to him. I mean, you know, Google wouldn't do its AI for weapons and all that with the Pentagon. They came and said, we will.
Right.
And
No, absolutely. Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, they're coming in as the master control, but I'm saying I've studied it. Microsoft, Oracle, they've all got stuff just as advanced. They're just not advertising because they're using it for their corporations. They don't even want government to know this exists. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, no, I think they're all involved. They're all engaged in this in their own way, and I think that they all align with each other in certain ways, too. They see this as the next horizon for humanity, only it doesn't have humans.
What do you think about his fight with Sam Altman, Musk?
I didn't pay attention to it. I think that these guys are fake fighting. I think they're all on the list. What is Peter Thiel's like new super secret Bilderberger meeting that they all go to where they talk about sex cults and building a cult. Did you see that? I want to say that they're all on the list.
Yeah,
it's dialogue. Did you hear about that?
They're going to be meeting in Ireland.
I think they're all. I think Elon's on the list. Sam Altman's on the list. I mean, I think they might really fight or fake fight. I mean, I do think. Listen, everything is up for grabs right now. Right, whatever the new world order is, it's going to go to someone, and people are going to be winners.
In my experience studying it, from the highest level to the lowest level, these globalists, they agree in generalities, but they're all fighting to build the ring. They all think they're going to get it. They all hate each other.
That's good for us. That's good for the little people, right? So they're all pushing towards the same agenda, so they are on the same team, but they all want to dominate what that agenda is. So they're going to battle with each other. This is where the little people, this is where we have our opportunity, because they're going to have to drop the mask. Everyone's going to have to drop the mask at some point. And every time that they do, you have a new round of people waking up and you have resistance at that local level.
And here's an example. Everywhere I go in Austin now, in all the parks and even private neighborhoods, they put up signs saying, scan your QR code, pay to park. I just ignore it everywhere, and most people ignore it. You have to ignore the lockdowns. You have to ignore the technocracy. You have to shun any restaurant that tries to make you scan a QR code. Shun any restaurant that won't take cash. We still have the power, but we have to use it now.
Absolutely. That's it. Everything, but they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. We throw everything but the kitchen sink at them. Civil disobedience, peaceful noncompliance, refusal to obey unjust laws, massive organization at the local level.
I love the people at the 15-minute cities cutting down all the license plate reading taxation cameras in the UK.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And, you know, get back into nature. They want us sucked into our screens. They want us on those black screens as much as humanly possible. Every time you're on any social media platform, on any device, they are surveilling you. They are also influencing you and sucking out your humanity. So I tell my kids, you know, get outside, get in the sun, feet on the ground, face in the air, like be as human as you possibly can. Develop those human connections.
That's right. Think of a phone as an alien face sucker. And when you use it it has a lot of great things about it. And I still use it as a tool, but I go out to dinner. I go out. And I don't sit there and pull it out other than maybe take a photo or two of some beautiful sunset.
Right.
The more you can control it, the less it's controlling you.
Yeah, no, I've had to really train myself. I have rules for myself now, Alex, about the time that I use my phone. I mean, on Fridays, I turn it off. On the weekends, I look at it as little as possible. I put the ringer on. If someone wants to get a hold of me, they can call me. And you're spot on about the cash, too. Use it. Use it. It's a currency. The more people use cash, like the real stuff, not the fake, you know, money that they print, you know, fiat. But like those real dollar bills, you know, from my perspective, I'm in land, you know, because we know that the big financial whatever is coming.
Very smart.
You and I didn't even have a chance, to get here. But I love land. I love cash. I love gold and silver. I love things that are physical. I do have a little money in stock market. But, you know, I think people just get out of debt, diversify out of some of these. You know, I wouldn't personally, this is not, you know, financial advice, but personally, I'd be wary of anything crypto or digital or meme coin, any type of token. I think that's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to ride up, but you got to know that at any time they can implode it with the back door. You got to come back soon. Thank you. Got to co-host sometime. Yeah. I'd love to have you as a guest host. So talk to my producers. We love you. But let me show you this futurism article. AI zillionaires are starting to get scared as the public turns against them. They're building bunkers. They're leaving the U.S., speaking of Peter Thiel down to Argentina, and they have their PR, the FBI, saying, oh, the evil American people want to attack us. So they're already lining it up as the Olympian gods against all of the rest of us mere humans. What do you make of that?
Well, sayonara, get out of here. We don't need you in the country. We can figure this stuff out. And, the sooner they leave, the better. Like we have to fight back against these guys. They want everything. They have God complexes. They're narcissistic, maniacal, God complex, control freak lunatics. And we just have to see them for what they are. I think they have too much power, too much time, and too much money. And they're now using it for evil. So this is going to be ongoing. I think that we probably have another few years of this battle playing out. But we learned what to do during COVID. We learned how 30% of the American people did not get the shots. That was huge. That was uniquely American. It was unlike anything we saw in any other democratic country where they locked their populations down. So we have the building blocks of a massive movement. I think the next great movement is going to be around these data centers and AI and surveillance. And so we just need to keep plugging along, sharing all this great, you know, information and finding our partners, finding people who are in truth spaces. That's why I wanted to come on with you today, Alex, because I know we probably didn't agree for many, many years on the Trump thing, but I think it's really brave that you've now come out. You are calling balls and strikes, and you're telling your audience the truth about the administration, which I know is hard to do, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. Look, overall, we got a little bit better Supreme Court, a lot better. We got controlled border. We got them to pump the brakes a little bit. Oh, you went off the bus. We're driving 100 miles an hour over a cliff. We'll slow down to 50. I took the slow down to 50 so we had time to build the resistance. I was never naive.
Yep.
It's just now, I mean, Trump didn't do that much insider trading or corruption the first time. This time, it's wall-to-wall coming up.
Oh.
I mean, it's just...
It's crazy.
So, I mean, I'm just like, whoa, this is like, this is bad. I'll talk to you soon. Amazing job.
Okay.
People can find Shannon Joy on X at Shannon Joy Radio, shannonjoyshow.com.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Great job.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Really smart lady. Very thought-provoking, Andrew, about 95% of what she's saying. I hope she's wrong about the other five. Probably right. We'll be right back with masses of news. Open the phones up and more. Stay with us.
A back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she was showing me at the restaurant. You see it? It's coming in brown. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com.
You've been on colostrum now 2 months. I know. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So. Mom, you gotta listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
Yes, ChatGPT, what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduce inflammation. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It is bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And it funds the second American Revolution worldwide.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You can call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got about an hour and a half left in the Alex Jones Show. Stuck with me. And then the great Harrison Smith coming in 3 to 6 p.m. Central. All right, real quick plug here. We have the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, in the fall and winter. We got great hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And there are hundreds and hundreds of hats. And they made a whole bunch of limited edition for America's 250th anniversary. And I got some news on that. They're trying to demoralize us. Come up in a few minutes. I love this hat. I wear this hat out in public. I designed it just as 1776 with a cream white hat with a blue bill. And it's just got two crossed rifle muskets and 1776. It's just redneck deluxe. I absolutely love this hat. There's so many other hats that I just are great designs. I can always tell when one's going to be a hit. Also, Nixon has gotten popular again because people now know the CIA got him out of there. They know he stood up to Israel. So we've got Richard Nixon for president 2028. Those are really popular. That was another one of my cockamamie ideas. And sure enough, you like it too. Those are limited edition, whole line of those. We have the 250th anniversary shirts. There's this particular one that's a G.I. Joe style America 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the right hand shoulder. That is a really good looking shirt. They're all limited edition, only available for the month of July, June and July. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And here is the big mega sale that we've got going right now. We have the kickoff of summer sale for 3 days, and then it just rolls over to the next item. You get buy one, get one free. Well, the Methylene Blue is not buy one, get one free, though it's discounted. You get our great bovine colostrum, the very best. Buy one, get one free. Also, back in stock, ultimate power, energy focus, blood flow, and endurance. All these super nutrients in it. Very good natural herbal stimulants. Time release caffeine. It really is amazing. If you loved Turbo Force, this is even stronger, basically the same formula, even stronger with some other stuff added. It is amazing. Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and there's also Patriot Punch available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that funds our operations. Also, we sold out of the Gravity Fed filters with the very best, highest rated Gravity Fed filtration system, stainless steel, highest quality, way lower than anybody else that is even as good. Another shipment comes in Wednesday. That pre-order shipment's already sold out. So get your order in now if you want it to ship out to you immediately. Then we're going to go off pre-order until the next big shipment comes in. We're just doing pre-order on this one time. We don't normally do that. But if you want to get your order in now, it's about to sell out even before the pre-order at thealexjonesstore.com. And you cannot beat this system. The testing results, third party, are all there. Non-detectable levels, hundreds and hundreds of chemicals and garbage and forever chemicals. The very best systems and the nicest, highest quality stainless steel, thealexjonesstore.com. But get your 1776 hat right now and many others there on the site. So many compliments on this bad boy out in public. I mean, I just, what is it about it? I don't know. I just knew people would love it. And there you go. It's weird. The marketing plan around here is whatever I think's cool. And it seems to me like you tend to like what I like too, because I think you're pretty cool. All right. When I put out Endgame, I showed the documents. I showed the UN plans. I showed stuff Judicial Watch had to sue to get. I showed their own statements. Because a lot of times something will be secret, but then they'll also publicly be saying it. And people saw it and were blown away. And then a few years later, I made the Obama deception in 2009. Those films are evergreen. They're free online. And I spent like 30 minutes in the 2.5 hour film, The Obama Deception, showing the documents, showing the statements, showing the official UN passed resolutions that, you know, that they passed them to do it, like Agenda 2021, Agenda 2020, two different ones that they did at Rio de Janeiro in the year 1992. Now, we never passed the treaty, but UNESCO, Bush Sr. put us under it. And all the garbage and all the control and all the electric cars and all the carbon taxes and the Paris Accords and all that came out of Agenda 2020. Then they passed a few years later, Agenda 2030, that kicks in 2025. We're now in 2026. By 2030, post-industrial world, imploding the world economy, planned austerity, no single-family homes being built anywhere, 250 square foot coffin apartments, open borders, replacement migration, central bank digital currencies, universal basic income, vaccine passports. It's all in there. And they literally had signs I showed you like 8 years ago when I was at the UN in New York saying, soon there'll be no cities, you'll live in communes. And it shows like these bunkers. So they're selling dystopia to demoralize you and make you give up and accept it. And enforced transgenderism and the corporate ESG scores with the corporations and BlackRock enforcing it all. And You see, they closed the last nuclear power plant in Germany. They cut off all the coal power plants. Mercedes can only operate buildings like 6 hours a day. They support the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. All of this is there. And they say no space heaters. No one's allowed to have, no new homes can have fireplaces. And we're banning barbecue pits. You see that in Europe. People go, well, I'm not worried about that coming here. And then now San Francisco and other cities are passing laws banning barbecues and banning using your fireplace. And they send green police. Guys, it's at least 14 years old. Go on YouTube and type in Audi ad green police. Now, in Europe and the U.S. and all over, the green police uniforms, no matter where you live, is the same green pants and white shirts or tan shirts. And it shows them arresting people because their hot tub's too hot. Arresting them because they have electricity. That is conditioning. And that was like 14 years ago. That's here. China builds 3-4 new coal power plants a week. We shut them down. Trump at least stopped the shutting down of more, but really none have been open. Now they're saying, oh, AI gets coal power plant, but you can't get it. You can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. Remember Obama, when he left office, did a tour to Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and said, you can't have a car. You can't have kids. You can't have air conditioning. It'll burn the planet up. You can pull those clips up. Just type in, it's so old, you gotta like click Google Images or something to find the original articles, or go to YouTube and you can find it. Type in, Obama tells Africa, you can't have air conditioning or car, quote, Earth will burn up. There's video. Okay. So they've cut the gas allotment in Germany for old people. Pensioners, same thing in the UK, but it costs billions to run the royal palaces. It's about training you to have nothing and having all these social justice warrior leftists controlling you. It's the same system, whether you're in Australia or the U.S., just like COVID, same exact system. So now they come in and you hear about it now. Oh, all these people being arrested now, smuggling Freon across the border for air conditioners because the new systems for the last 20 years don't work right, like the low flush toilets don't work right. At least Trump's good on that. Saying no. But in Europe now they're saying, oh, actually the systems that don't use Freon, those aren't good either. You have to remove them. So they're sending green police in Germany and Sweden and France and the UK around pulling them out. And I've got all the articles out of the BBC and London Telegraph, how good it is and how the zoners are coming and making you and finding you take the air conditioner off your house, even if it's been a legal one. Europe's crusade against air conditioning is insane. Big article right there. Air conditioning torn from homes under net zero clampdown. London Telegraph. That's June 29th. That's today. And it's got newscasts of them removing them all over the country. EU Commission headquarters forced to shut down air conditioning amid heat waves. But the elite top floor actually has it. And they all fly around on private jets. So they all fly to private jets to Davos and private jets to Bilderberg and private jets to all, and they have huge giant yachts. We've got just some B-roll of that while they take away your air conditioners. And they say you can't have beef, and suddenly there's a tick that's infected that gives you alpha-gal where you can't eat it, makes you sick or can kill you. And then you have the World Economic Forum scientists saying years ago we're going to infect the ticks. And we have whistleblowers and universities admitting Bill Gates is releasing ticks, but he says it's for something else. And now Google's releasing mosquitoes on you. God, if Palantir did that, I'd call for their arrest. I want Google arrested. If Palantir doesn't arrest them. But it's not Palantir, but nobody cares. Oh, if it's ticks by Bill Gates, it's okay. Or if it's mosquitoes from Google, 62 million of them released on Texans, that's all right. Okay, fine. That's my thing on Palantir. Anytime I go, oh, look, Larry Ellison says they're going to use AI to control all our behavior. Why aren't you talking about Palantir? I am. It's all the same thing. Like, Israel's out of control. Oh, China is too. Oh, I cover for Israel. I'm covering it all. Britain's ordered to remove air conditioning from homes in 40 Celsius heat wave. That's 100 plus degrees, net zero crackdown. Meanwhile, China is trolling everybody. I'll give the number out to call in a moment. Chinese people are trolling Europeans by posting videos on social media showing that their pigs have air conditioning while many Europeans can't because of government rules. China just dropped the ultimate troll on Europe. They're installing full air conditioning and fans for dogs while Brussels lectures everyone to save the planet and sweat it out. During the heat wave, over 1,000 people have died in Europe, hundreds in Paris alone. The dogs are living better than most Europeans. Good, they're training you to be a slave. In its statement on the 175,000 heat deaths annually, the WHO's European region, it says nothing about artificial cooling is at all. Instead, citizens are advised to draw the curtains and drink enough water as though it were 1955, even though the buildings aren't built like that. All the old buildings have big windows on both sides of the house. They got screened-in porches. No, 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 no. You're now supposed to cook inside a high-rise building. Europe's committing suicide for net zero. In the UK, during a historic heat wave with temperatures reaching 40 Celsius, inspectors are forcing homeowners to remove all their air conditioning. We're going to get to that report in a minute. Meanwhile, in France, we agree that people must not suffocate, but French Minister of Ecology rants about air conditioning. Here's the German government saying, no, you can't have air conditioning. It's bad. Overhead shot, please. We've got all of this information. We're going to be getting to it right now. 40 people have drowned in heat wave related deaths in France since Thursday. And it goes on from there. 150,000, die a year or more. Average yearly heat related deaths. Let's go ahead and go to the Chinese trolling everybody with their pigs and dogs having AC. Because pigs need mud to be in or they overheat. Well, they don't have mud slops for them, so they have AC. But you can't have AC. You've got to learn to be austere while Obama, is on a super yacht and in a huge jet flying around. Oh, the water is going to rise by 2017 to flood us all, so they all buy huge oceanfront property at 1 foot above sea level, and, of course, nothing's flooded. Al Gore, Bill Gates, all of them. And there's the Europeans rushing into the stores to buy up all the fans. So let's go ahead and air these back-to-back. Again, radio listeners, this is just showing the AC. I got one of those in my garage. And now here's AC for more pigs.
Oh, the luxuriation.
Pigs will have heart attacks if you got them in 105-degree heat. Without... Oh, look, the dog has it. Oh. China's got all that good old coal power, but they lobby here in the United States against our coal and against our fracking.
When it comes to greeny stuff, apparently you're not meant to have an air conditioner unless it's the last resort. You're certainly not meant to use it unless it's the last resort. And there are literally inspectors going around in England telling people that they have to take their air cons off of their homes because they're illegal and that they should have ceiling fans instead. I know, they're in a heat wave and they can't have air cons. This is from The Telegraph. Cop a load of this. They report that in one string of cases that was uncovered by The Telegraph, a resident living in North London was forced to permanently remove two aircon units from the back of their home. Planning inspectors working for Camden Council said there was, quote, no justification for the aircon units and that they failed to comply with the local authority's so-called cooling hierarchy. Now, this cooling hierarchy, by the way... is that you have to use every other possible thing before you get the aircon. So in an appeal, the resident was told to open the windows and balcony doors of their first floor flat to ventilate the property.
But it came out, the bureaucracy all over Europe, including the UK, they keep their AC, and the elite floors of the elites keep them, but the lower-level staff, they don't get them. It's always a class system. You don't get to fly commercial. We fly on jets paid for by government. Continue. 给阿黄的猪圈里装空调了 Let's go back to our British newscast. Go ahead, here it is.
Told to open the windows and balcony doors of their first floor flat to ventilate the property, quote, by natural means. They then said they were concerned about the security, but that was dismissed, and the inspectors said the risk was not as great as those associated with ground floor windows and that the windows could be shut at night. And the planning document said that the main issue, quote unquote, of concern for inspectors was whether, quote, the need for active cooling is justified with particular regard to local policies on energy. And the Telegraph also has that another resident was ordered to remove three aircon units from their property despite complying with all planning requirements. Camden Council planning inspectors made particular note of the, quote, absence of ceiling fans in their home, even though it was not listed as a requirement. So under these greeny planning rules in the UK, they're now saying that you've got to have either your windows open or ceiling fans before you can even consider putting an air conditioner on your home. And if you do have one, you better only turn it on when it's really darn hot and you've done everything else first. Is this real life? They're going around telling people either before or during a heat wave, take your air conditioners off your property. What?
So here's what's happening. Under the globalist system, feudalism, you don't have air conditioning, you don't eat beef, you can't fly, you don't have a car. France has already banned short flights to nearby cities 2 hours away. It's all about the green police set up under the same UN, ESG, BlackRock, Agenda 2020, 2030 system of the green police to literally take your air conditioning, to ban cows, to cut farming massively, to create starvation, to create famine, to create depopulation, to create control. And here it was 15 years ago, Audi for the Super Bowl ran a green police ad, and they basically implemented this. And around the world, the green police wear similar uniforms to this. It's all standardized, just like the COVID lockdowns, just like the control system. And they admitted the COVID lockdowns were training you for carbon lockdowns. This is their tyranny. They haven't given up on the carbon taxes. They haven't given up on the Paris Accords. Something great Trump has done is devastate all this. But from Canada to Europe to Australia to New Zealand, they're still moving forward with it right now. Here's the Green Police, predictive programming from fiction to reality.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green Police. Ah. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy. Green
Police. Battery. Battery.
Let's go. Take the house. Come on.
Put the rind down. Sure. That's a compost inversion.
Oh, did you install these bulbs?
Oh. Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105. Yeah.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Good afternoon, officers. Back to those styrofoam cups you're drinking from?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, please step out of the car and put them on the hood.
This isn't a joke. It's their admitted plan. This is what's unfolding. Let's go to a piece here dealing with the deaths, with the heat wave in Europe. Then I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. Got some very powerful stuff that I've held to the last on social engineering with an army psychological warfare expert. I 100% agree. When you hear him say all this stuff, you've already heard me say it, a lot of it. He brings up some issues I don't bring up, but I'm going to take it to the next level of how to break the conditioning of mind control and how I've done it personally from just a spiritual, organic, street smart way, and how you can transcend this control and go to the next level. That's coming up next hour. Here's the toll-free number to talk about anything I've raised, any subject, any issue you want to get to that I haven't covered. It is wide open phones for first-time callers in the fourth hour today. The number is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, right there on screen, 512-266-0642. Dial your country access code if you're outside the U.S., 512-266-0642. We could do a 1-800 toll-free, but everybody basically has unlimited now anyways. It doesn't even really matter with the way phones are, so why even do that? 512-266-0642, and your phone calls are coming up. Let's go to the French environmental minister bitching about air conditioning, and then we go to the mass death caused by the heat wave and lack of air conditioning. Here it is.
Je vais vous dire les choses comme je
I will tell you things. I'm horrified by everything I hear. Well, I'm horrified by the people who tell me, but you can put the air conditioning everywhere. Bah, but very well, you will put the air conditioning back it up. Bah, very well, you will put the air conditioning. Bah, very well, we will put the air conditioning everywhere. You think it will avoid forest fires?
Vous croyez que ça va éviter un feu de forêt? Vous croyez?
You think it will avoid
ça va éviter une culture,
a culture of not existing?
Pas exister. Vous croyez?
You think it will avoid
ça va éviter la
the death of the animals which we see?
Hors des animaux que nous voyons. Vous croyez?
What do you think it will avoid?
Ça va éviter quoi? Rien.
Nothing, nothing.
Rien. Ça, ce n'est pas
it is not an adaptation.
Ça, c'est une
it is an emergency measure.
Peut-être.
Maybe we can take it obviously necessary.
Évidemment. Que les gens
that people don't suffocate, we agree.
Ne suffoquent pas, on est bien d'accord. Mais c'est
but
pas
it is not an adaptation to climate change.
De l'adaptation au changement climatique.
The human toll is growing.
Prime Minister hit pause. We'll go back to this newscast in a minute. Guys, I sent you a whistleblower, and they admit Gates is doing this, and Google's doing it, bombing everybody with ticks. You see the boxes drop, people go show it, the baby ticks all come out. That's not normal. They're doing it. They're loading it with alpha-gal syndrome. The CIA's classified it in the past. They are hitting you with Lyme disease, weaponized syphilis called Lyme disease, Plum Island off New York. That was decades ago. They're the ones killing the wildlife. They're this latest case releasing deer ticks to infect the ticks with God knows what. I mean, to infect the ticks that are then infecting the deer. They're the ones killing us. They're the ones geoengineering. They're the ones chemtrailing and the soil's all full of aluminum and can't grow stuff. They're the ones doing all this. We'll get to in a moment, but here's the newscast I mentioned.
Flights across.
Go back to the newscast on the heat wave, please. The Crowder clip, thank you.
The human toll is growing, Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu saying that 40 people, many of them young, had drowned over the past 5 days.
It's just another example of how Paris is just not equipped to deal with these kind of heat waves. To give you some context, only one in four French households has access to air conditioning.
The heat wave, as far as the average across France, 29.8 degrees Celsius. That's 85 Fahrenheit. That's 85 degrees.
Like yeah. Scorching.
Yeah, and that's during the daytime. At night, it's 70. That's a humidor. That's perfect.
70? That's that's lower than what I set my AC to at night.
Yeah, exactly. If I set it lower than 70, it'll be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
stuff there. If you look at the...
But it's up to 40, which is over 100, and they're in high-rises, so they get even hotter. That's the issue. I know they're joking, but imagine being here in Texas where routinely it's up to 106, 107 with humidity. Arizona, routinely 120. Humans control their environment. Air conditioning doesn't hurt anything. It's what we do. You need to fight to keep it. The globalists will take anything they can take from you. That's their pleasure, that they have giant yachts, they have private jets, they have great air conditioning, they have great medicine, they get access to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine day one. They knew what to do. They want to keep it from you and got caught paying $2 billion plus dollars to the big pharma companies, to the pharmacy stores, CVS and Walgreens alone, $2.2 billion, to not give you all the things that were good treatments and cures you. It's about control. It's about social engineering. $53,000 put somebody on a ventilator and not give them the right medicine, no matter where you are in the world, by big pharma to kill you. This is all about life and death, all about playing God. Now, when we come back, I've got the tick report, and you don't have to just believe this whistleblower. They admit that Bill Gates is releasing ticks that carry pathogens that cure the cows. It's a vaccine through the tick. Oh, yeah. Wally puts on symposiums about infecting the Lone Star tick with alpha-gal so that you can't eat red meat. He says he wants to depopulate you. He says there's too many people, but then he wants you to take all these shots because he loves you. It turns out the shots kill you. Big surprise. And I know I didn't talk about Palantir there. I talked about Bill Gates. I'm covering up for Palantir. No, I'm not. I talk about China doing bad things. Doesn't cover up for Israel. We cover all the Israel stuff, too. There's lots of predatory forces. You need to be aware of all of it. And Google's releasing 62 million mosquitoes on us right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, You dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Take life and live it. Take love and give it. Do what's right and you just can't go wrong. Take your time and share it. Take some heart and bear it. Take a chance before the chance is gone. Yeah, you only live once. No, it don't come back around. Might as well live it up. It sure beats living it down.
Yeah, the Chinese give their pigs and dogs, they see.
If you think I'm
but the head of the EU unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen, she allows only the elite areas of Brussels buildings, like hers, 13th floor, literally, to have AC. Nobody else gets it. And they turn off the nuclear power plants, the coal plants, and everything else, and help blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. How liberal, how loving, how trendy. Continuing, France bans drinking alcohol in the public to counter brutal heat wave. Thousands have died in Europe of the heat wave, hundreds in France alone. 40 have drowned, plus just swimming. European feudalism, Ursula chills on the 13th floor while her peasants boil below. Equal before the heat, not in Brussels. EU forcibly cut off air conditioning for standard employees due to extreme weather, but leaves it running for Ursula von der Leyen on the 13th floor. Not only are they trying to restrict air conditioning and ban it, they are just not letting them have enough power to run it. In some kind of feudalism, traumatized EU staffers told Politico as temperatures inside soared. It's some kind of feudalism, staffers told Politico. This is in Politico sounding like me. Absolute austerity, total tyranny. A nice graphic was made of her up there in her nice freezing offices while everybody else boils down in hell below. Let them eat cake, says Marie Antoinette 2.0. So there you have it, folks. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. All right, I've done pretty good in 3 hours. I've covered 8 stacks. Now, here's the problem. I want to take your calls. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 other huge stories, very important, all interconnected. I'm going to intersperse at least 3 more of these big, important things. And then I'll shoot some special reports today to get to the rest. I mean, I've got to hit it. Oh, the Islam dive, what they did over the weekend, announcing that they rule the planet all, and in conjunction around the world. Unbelievable. But I want to get into the demoralization of America on its 250th anniversary, what the corporate media is saying. It's pretty important. I also want to get to, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that, but this particular report I'm going to go to calls first to get a lot of those down off the board. And then Chris, and then Chase Hughes, I've seen a lot of, very smart guy. I know he knows what he's talking about across the board. A former military chief who specializes in behavior profiling, interrogation, and human intelligence operations gets into how they're controlling us using our normal social system to make us comport with society, how they're using that and being afraid of rejection to control us. He's dead on, and I can tell you how I just short-circuit that and completely ignore it. And that's really the main hallmark of leadership, knowing what's right and then not caring what people think. That's leadership. And in the end, you can then override the sheep programming and Stockholm syndrome that people have. I mean, I could talk for 5 hours on what he said, but it's very important. It's dead on, and it's what they're using now more than ever. And it's how social media creates these fake interactions where you feel like you have an extended family, you feel like you have a tribe, a group. Most of what you're talking to is bots or people comporting with the algorithm to get attention, and so it creates a synthetic system that gets us all killed. So that's coming up, but first, your phone calls. Will, Nico, Andre, Justin, Robert, and many others. Back in 60 seconds. Remember the power you have in the info war. Share the feeds at Real Alex Jones now on Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That coordinate of free. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat. High quality with a nice leather patch made in the USA. Just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. And that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
Time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm live. Harrison Smith back 3 to 6. And we intend to bring on more shows, more hosts, new studio, all of it. But it takes funds and support, and we're getting it in. Not a big extra boon crop, but enough. And enough is enough. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the coordinates to get incredible products and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide as our 250th anniversary approaches. We got big news on that. Now they're trying to break our will. And why I am celebrating the 250th anniversary. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Will in California says the answer to 2026 is 1789. That's when we finally got the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's really when the country launched. But you could also say July 4th was the kickoff. But it took us a while to get together and get it all done. I agree with your statement. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, maybe it's 1789 France. I think we remember what happened.
Oh, then. The guillotine. You know, you want a French Revolution.
Well, no, I just a revolution of some kind. Maybe we should update that. But when government acts against the will of its people, you've obviously got animosity and eventually some form of revolution. And it's now the taxpaying American citizens versus the elite globalist class. And the disconnect is absolutely incredible. And it feels like Trump is bubble wrapped in a White House playpen with a Zenith TV locked onto Fox News and a tablet connected to Truth Social conducting foreign policy. You know, we've gone from a Christian country to a Zionist country. And since when do we condone killing peace negotiators and journalists or bombing critical infrastructure in middle schools, hospitals and universities, etc.? This isn't the America I grew up in.
I hear you, and that's why we're fighting to not have Israel merge our military and intelligence and strip that from the NDAA 2027. That's why we are putting pressure on Trump to not be Israel first, but be U.S. first. And I mean, I think the things that Israel's up to are well known, and I don't want China, the EU, Hollywood, BlackRock, or Israel running us. And so what do we do about it? I'm trying my best to expose it and tell, you know, people in Congress that we shouldn't have AIPAC running the show.
Well, you know, we need to fully utilize our God-given gift here, the Internet, because we all know there's a lot of conspiracy theories, but there's also the truth. We need to find some common ground, come together, fight the donors' total control over our leadership, and take over by the masses, just like they did in 1789. The disconnect is way too distant. We need to connect. We need to find common ground.
That's what we're doing. Thanks for the call, Will. I would just say that Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington were against the French Revolution. It was Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, seeing people pissed off at royalty. They wanted to replace it with basically a technocracy or proto-communism, the Jacobins, and then they killed the elite, and they started killing everybody else. They wanted to end the family, overthrow God. I don't know if the French model is what I would be promoting, cutting everybody's heads off. That always gets out of control. I want a velvet revolution of intellectual understanding and withdrawing our consent from the system through civil disobedience and building our own systems. Nico in California on the Israel-Iran war. Guys, how many days are we in? Can we put that up? Trump keeps always saying it's over, it's done, the deal's done. I say, no, it's not. Iran holds the cards of Strait of Hormuz, proven right. Now he's ready to totally annihilate Iran again. Go ahead, Nico.
Alex, VIP member, love you, brother.
Love you.
Okay, so you got the Iran-Israel thing going on, but also you have the Ukraine and Russia war. So the big banks want the war to go on in Russia. They got to ignite that. Is there any chance that Netanyahu is working with the big banks to ensure that Trump cannot negotiate a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine?
There's not a chance. It's absolutely guaranteed that BlackRock, a year into the war, 3.5 years ago, officially took over with a, quote, Marshall Plan with corporate and governmental money. It's now over $500 billion of U.S. and EU money to launder around half of it out. Zelensky had said that a year ago. It's actually true. And then they plan, after it's all destroyed one way or another, to then infuse the EU with trillions in the, quote, new Marshall Plan for Europe. They're reinstituting the draft across Europe, including of women. Gearing up for that, BlackRock is very happy that Netanyahu drug us into this war because that derails the global recovery that Trump was trying to do and causes global inflation and fertilizer to be cut off. And that gets into John Kerry's admitted plan to cut, quote, half the food production or, quote, people will starve. He said that a couple times 2 years ago. A slaughter of a nation, EU plans to exclude Ukrainians of military age from asylum protections so Muslims and anybody else can come to Europe, get everything free. But if you're running from the war and a man, you've got to stay in the war in Ukraine. That's literal slavery. Germany's preparing conscription. The EU, 25 countries, what, 10 have brought back conscription? This is serious.
Right on. Thank you, brother. Vaseline Blue, get it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, here's the article. It's at alexjoneslive.com. Slaughter of a nation. EU plans to exclude Ukrainians of military age from asylum protections. EU plans to bar military age Ukrainians from new... Yeah, let's put that other article up real quick, please. The one you just had in digital. Thank you. EU plans to bar military age Ukrainians from new temporary protections. Yep, so everybody else can come here, but if you're actually trying to flee a war, sorry, you can't. Unbelievable. Thanks. Anything else, Andre? Or Andre's up next. Caller hung up. Andre in New Jersey. Andre, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's awesome to see that you've transitioned over to Rumble, and I listen as much as I can every day. What I want to talk about is we've got a ton of these presidents. We've got even Obama, who is, if you go, there's a website out there called the Dunham House, because he's Barry Dunham at birth. And if you look through there, there's a presidential genealogy that shows that he is part of this bloodline. In addition to that, in 2007, when he was running as president-elect, somebody in Cheney's family wrote a book that had genealogical studies in it and showed that Cheney and Obama were like sixth or seventh cousins. I have the CBS Morning video that they did. Immediately, they went over to George W. Bush and showed that Bush was also related to Cheney, which means that Bush is
Let me just back you up. It turns out basically all U.S. presidents have been related except Trump. Did you notice that?
I'm not like sure about that. I've not.
Oh, no, I'm not defending Trump. I remember those articles. Let's see if I'm right from memory. And who knows the articles, right? I'm going to type in most U.S. presidents are related. There's a bunch of articles on that. And then also Trump only president, not related to other presidents. Because Obama's like heavily related. That's something you said is key. Go ahead.
Well, on Janai.com, there's this other website, this other genealogical site. It showed that he and Hillary were like 25th or 26th cousins or whatever. But at that point, when you're talking about that type of relation.
Yeah, when you're talking about 26th cousin, I don't count that.
Right, right. So we're talking.
But when you've got like, you know, like five or six great, great grandparents and stuff, now you're talking. I mean, I've looked at genealogy of presidents. I mean, I forget all the details, but I mean, they're like a breed of dog or something. They're like super related, most of them.
Right. And they're direct descendants like Tom Cruise, you know, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks. Anyway, this is a very powerful bloodline. They're related to the royal family. That's why whenever there's a baby born or a royal wedding, it's always this big thing, because we're basically being ruled over by one, you know, important bloodline. Another thing I want to point out is in like 2023, there's a couple guys that do this show called True News, and they started talking about Israel. This, I believe this was right after the October 7th thing. And they started going through some of this stuff where, Zelensky was saying that Ukraine was going to become Big Israel or the Heavenly Israel Project. And they broke this down in like an hour. They broke it down how Putin was working with this guy, this billionaire named Igor Berkut, and that they were planning to have some level of transference into your eastern Ukraine, which was ancient Khazaria. Which kind of goes in tune with one of your guys that you had on a Saturday, where he was talking about like Israel was going to be sacrificed on some level.
Yeah, that's Michael Yon, and I totally agree with all that. They are saying that, I mean, the symbol of Ukraine, that like pitchfork thing, is the ancient Khazarian symbol. They did convert to Judaism. They didn't want to convert to Islam or Christianity, so they converted to that. And that's where you get the Eastern Europeans coming into Judaism and then into Poland and then into Russia. That's all true. That's all real. And then you've also got Argentina. So Israel's creating escape hatches in Ukraine and in Argentina. And strangely enough, Stalin looked at making part of Ukraine a new Israel or an area north of Georgia, but he didn't do it. And then there's official maps, you know, Moscow Times, all this stuff from the 50s. So that definitely has been going on. And you do have the rabbis and people saying, some of them, that that's going to be the new Israel. It's very, very interesting. Thanks for the call, Andre. All right, Justin in Ohio. Justin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Thanks for taking my call. It's the 250th year, and I've had so many ancestors because I recently started looking up my ancestry, and I have so many ancestors that fought in every single war there is. And if you look at America today with the tax slavery that we actually live in, it's beyond every single past person that's ever died for any war is rolling over in their grave. If ancestry is right, supposedly George Washington is my seventh great-granduncle. And what these elites have done to this country is disheartening. It's just disgusting.
Well, if you read the newspaper articles, if you read the newspaper articles, I forget who wrote the book. I've seen a bunch of books, but I got a book like 20 years ago a listener sent me. It was a big old thick book. It's somewhere around here. And it was just so many thousands of books. They just pile up and full of storage. But it had a bunch of newspaper clippings in it from like 1897 and stuff. And it was the bankers saying, like the New York Times and sorry. Oh, go ahead. I'll talk after you go.
Oh, that was someone else on the radio. My bad. I'm sitting on a well pad. I've worked hard my whole life, and to see how much money the government steals off of us when it's literally just fake money anyhow. They do it to control the population.
That's right. None of the income tax goes around the country.
And most of the people in this country are just so, I don't know if they're stupid from all the poisons they're putting in our food or dumbing everyone down, but they literally...
They're distracted, they're dumbed down. Most of them were given formula, so they've got small brains. They're also, a lot of people are selfish. They don't think they can do anything. They just kind of blob around. Not everybody, but a big percentage. Just really don't have any destiny, don't have any will, don't have any survival instinct. And they're being slowly killed.
It's federal. They think it's a government entity. That's how dumb some of these people are. It's like, I just don't get it. I mean, I'm the biggest patriot.
Sure, Robert, you wanted to get into global heat wave scam. You know, the truth is the Earth's not hotter than it was 30 years ago. They've been caught in Europe, in the U.S., in the U.K., putting thermometers on tarmacs on the concrete or asphalt so they can show higher numbers. Or they'll claim they've got thermometers where they don't exist, all to lie to people. That's what they're doing.
It's just, it's crazy. Thank you for everything that you've done for getting out the truth. I've listened to you for the longest time and tried to call in many times. Thank you for taking my call. I love this country. People need to break the chains of this debt slavery. And I don't think any other way but a violent revolution. I just don't see how any other way has ever worked.
Well, you know what Kennedy said, those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Thanks for the call. Now, getting back to backing you up, they're 100% none of the income tax ever went to fund the government. And when they created it in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, it was supposed to just be the richest 1%. Of course, they basically exempt themselves. It's the same scam. You're dead on. But they always tell you it's a record heat wave. It's not a record heat wave. It's not true. I remember doing two-a-days when they had to cancel the afternoon ones in, like, you know, 1990, 1989, and it was 114 degrees in Dallas. And we had a thermometer on the porch, and it said that. It wasn't the news saying it. They were saying it, too. It hadn't been 114 in Texas since I was 14 years old. And I remember it didn't rain all summer, and there were giant cracks all over the grass at the parks. And I lived on a golf course, and they couldn't get enough water for it, and the greens were dying, and there were just big black cracks in the ground. I mean, it was just, like, horrible. And then the next year was super hot, too. I remember, like, 89, 90, 91. You can look up those years. And, I mean, it was just flame broiled. And now in Austin, they're like, it's record heat for June. Bull crap. It's been cool compared to when I would come visit my grandparents when I was a kid down here. I mean, this is like, I call it Indian winter. This is like an Indian summer. I mean, it is nice, man. Cool at night, you name it. People are like, oh, it's humid. Oh, God, it's 95. And they go, but the heat index is 110. Oh, my goodness, it's record heat. No, it isn't. And I remember reading, like, books written by Wyatt Earp and stuff about Tombstone, Arizona, when it was 125. And they go, oh, Tucson's 120, the hottest it's ever been. Phoenix, no, it's not. I read books Mark Twain wrote where he was going through the desert out there, and, you know, it's 125. That's how they do it. Remember, the ocean was supposed to rise. We're all supposed to be flooded by 2017. And again, they always point cameras at the glaciers in the summer. And the glaciers always are collapsing, and big pieces break off and float around. Sometimes they float thousands of miles. You'll have a huge piece, you know, 5 miles around, it'll break off. And then the winter comes. You look at satellites of Antarctica and the Arctic, and this is what they do. In the winter, they get bigger, and in the summer, they get smaller. That's why you only need Russian icebreakers up there. They got the best, nuclear-powered, in the what? The winter. And I know audience is like, yeah, we tell us 2 plus 2 plus 4. There are a bunch of people who don't know this, folks. I see it on TV still all the time or in bookstores. It'll say, oh, the climate crisis is still getting worse. And it's always a polar bear up on a piece of ice. Polar bears declining. Polar bears. Because of global warming. There's 5 times the polar bears there were in the 1950s. Look it up. They got them in Northern Europe, too. They're just running around like cockroaches. There's so many of them, they're coming down south into regular areas that they normally weren't because there's so many of them. I know most of you know this. I'm sorry to, like, and 1 + 1 = 2. And did you know? It's not true. I remember I was at Port Aransas. This is one example. I shot video of it. We got to find that. Yeah, they'll show an old dying one and say, look, he's starving to death. And I walk in the pizza place there, and they had the elementary students hang their environmental class stuff up. So it was like hundreds of these pictures of a polar bear. It's a drawing on ice about to die. And it's like, Jenny, I'm sorry you died. I'm sorry I killed you. And you're supposed to write something about, I'm sorry I killed the polar bear. It's mass torture of the children. Thank you, Robert. My phone system says this meeting will automatically end in 3 minutes, 47 seconds. And I think it's going to shut the computer down, so I don't know what that means. But let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Virginia. Oh, that's what's happening. I've been talking to one caller and saying the next caller is the wrong person because this is a new phone system, and I'm so used to the old one. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stupid. So I haven't talked to Robert yet about global heat wave. I was talking to the wrong caller. I apologize to the last caller. And I'm like addressing him as Robert. You wanted to call about the global heat wave. So I'm already covered what this guy's calling in about. I'm sorry, folks. There's a lot going on around here. Robert is now here in New Jersey about the global heat wave. Sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
That's okay, Alex. I thought you might have been confused. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, and I love you, man. You are the tip of the spear. And to the audience, we all have to buy your products because they work. And that's how we're supporting you. I'm a veteran. I was in 04 in Iraq, and I didn't wake up until I was about 2011. 9/11 was an inside job. You told everybody months before in August, right? What was July, June? And to build on the other callers, full spectrum dominance, like you tell everybody, it's all about control. They control everything, and they're desperate these days. We could see it. Trump was duped. He was duped by the Zionist Israel into doing this. And now I think he kind of is trying to get his way again and trying to right the ship.
And yeah, I'm not defending Trump. I'm saying what I really believe from all my sources and evidence and talking to Trump as well, particularly Tucker Carlson is 100% for real. Shannon Joy, I think, was really smart, but she's like, oh, Trump fake fights with Netanyahu. No, he doesn't. Tucker's been in the room where he's screaming at him. Others have. He likes Israel. He likes his Jewish workers. Trump likes Jews. And he likes Israel and doesn't like the Iranian leadership. He genuinely believes what he's saying. They genuinely said they're getting a nuke, which I think's already happened. But Trump got tricked into this. Israel knew they weren't going to fall probably for a year or so. And so they wanted to suck us in. But I can tell people, that's why I said get on Trump's ass. People say, oh, just leave him alone. It's a lost cause. No. Have you noticed when we get on his ass, we can move him back?
Right.
Sorry, exactly. Go ahead. I'm going to hold you over because you have a lot to say. But talk for a minute. We'll go to break. I'll come back to you.
Yeah. I mean, to build on everybody else, you know, we all know that it's all about control. The Matrix, that's what it's all about. These guys are, like everybody else says, the bloodlines. Thousands of years goes back to Rome. These guys have everything locked down. Full spectrum dominance. Anything you can say, the guy's talking about taxes. Yeah, we put so much money into taxes. It doesn't even put a dent into the interest. They know what they're doing. They have it all on lockdown. And yeah, they're probably, you know, some sort of reptilian alien intelligence. These guys are demons. They're literal infected.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and others, but the globalists believe they are channeling off-world and interdimensional creatures. That's what they do at Skull and Bones. It's what all these... They don't make jokes about it. I can tell you, I've talked to some high-level people, and I'm like, no, you're dead on about all that. Talked to top generals, they agree with me. Former head of the army, you name it. I mean, yeah, absolutely, folks. Don't make jokes about it. It is serious. These look, people take DMT, and the aliens give them all this information. They're not aliens, folks. They're demons. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those. 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest-rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, thealexjonesstore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader Sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the start of summer super kickoff sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's ultramethylene blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I got 9 lives, cat's eyes, and they gotta catch me if they want me to die. Back in black. ought to catch me if they want me to hang. Leading the pack. All right, we're back. Robert in New Jersey making some good points. Go ahead.
Yeah, also look up Michael Aquino. He was a high-level general. You probably know about him.
Colonel Michael Aquino, mind control, yep. Admitted Satanist.
Yep, yep. Heavily involved. Number two, if the sea levels were rising, then why are insurance companies still insuring everybody?
It hasn't risen one inch.
Yeah, not one inch. The sun rises and it goes down. That's climate change. And another thing, so what they're doing is they're speeding up, they're trying to control it and then snap the cage shut. But if we just stick together like we are and putting the word out and the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast like you do, it's the tip of the spear.
I agree with what you said. They're losing. They're desperate. They're scared.
Yep. Peaceful noncompliance. If we get to a point where they try to snap that cage shut and we all say no, then what are they?
Well, they already tried it. They already tried it under COVID. Then they admit, oh, we need your trust back. Trust us. Sorry. Never coming back.
That was a huge, huge thing. So many people woke up from that alone, more than 9/11, I would
backfired,
say.
Backfired, far. Way bigger than 9/11. 9/11 was a huge wake-up, but that was even bigger.
Right. A lot of people
and woke now up Trump that. Covering up Epstein for the Democrats, that's a huge wake-up. I mean, all this is just, you know, incredible.
Right. People see Israel now, too, for who they are. They're genocidal maniacs.
Oh, it's massive. Gallup shows Israel's the most unpopular country on earth. And then we're like, just stop it. I don't want to destroy Israel. But they're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic. It only pisses people off to do that.
And that's the thing. We have to distinguish the Zionists from Jews, because there's a lot of Jews that don't even understand this stuff, probably.
Oh, there's a lot of people that don't understand it, period. And again, Israel is making itself the main issue.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid. Right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, if you go to X or anywhere, there's time lapses of photos taken. You know, they're composite because they didn't have time lapses, you know, the Statue of Liberty 100 and something years ago. But it shows photos of Statue of Liberty from out in the bay. And you see it at high tide. It's the exact same spot, exact same spot, exact same spot. And it just shows it from all the photos. It doesn't, you know, tides come in and out. Sometimes there's floods. Sometimes there's hurricanes. It happens. But no, I mean, it's a fact. It's not true. It's not true. All the day after tomorrow, all that crap. All right, Virginia and North Carolina on the boomers. You're on the air, Virginia.
Hey, Alex, just a plug. Methylene Blue, Survival Shield, and Covon Colostrum. Great products. I recommend them highly. Please buy them and support Alex Jones. Yes, Alex, I am a boomer. I am 71 years old, and I know you talk a lot about boomers and how stupid and how zombie we are. That is absolutely false. We are not zombies. We're not stupid. We absolutely do not follow everything. I personally, I don't like when you're lumping everybody together, okay, because that's not right. That's not fair. I am a very conservative person, so is my husband, and we stand up against our government. And we don't go out there and vote foolishly. We make sure that when we vote for somebody, we know exactly where they stand on certain things. So that kind of just gets my goat, because unless you're talking about the people with the purple hair and the 60 people who took drugs and LSD, yeah, I came from that crowd. They're crazy. They're nuts. There's not a lot of us like that. We stand up to our government because it says, and I know for all my life, the government has been so corrupt. And if we do not stand up, if the righteous people don't stand up against the government, then we are done for.
All right, let me stop you because I want to be very clear, Virginia. And if I haven't been clear, I apologize. I always preface not all the boomers. A lot of them are great. My parents are awesome. They're boomers. It was boomers helped wake me up. And it was the World War II generation before that. Statistically, the only group that's still pro-war, the only group that's still, you know, is boomers in general, are voting more establishment. But I would say 40% of boomers or so are more awake than I am and are awesome people. And it's very fashionable to attack boomers online and to say they're all idiots. I respect the boomers. I mean, look, I'm honest about statistics. Gen Alpha and Gen Z have very low IQs on average, don't know how to interact with people or on their phones all day are seriously screwed up. Does that mean there aren't some amazing Gen Alpha and Gen Z and millennials and Gen X? My generation has its own issues. I'm talking about statistically, I mean, it was boomers voted overwhelmingly against Thomas Massie. Everybody under 50 voted overwhelmingly 30%+ for Massie. We're talking about statistics, not about you, beautiful.
Okay, I thank you for clarifying that. I am definitely not for war. We are against the war, obviously. And as far as the boomers voting against Thomas Massie, there is so much disinformation out there that unfortunately the boomers get stuck in a loop. And you have to do your own research. You have to get out there and you have to know what the heck is going on. Because if you just take what's going on with the mainstream media, whoever, then you're going to be caught up in a loop, and that's not good. Now, do I agree with everything Trump does? No, absolutely not. I'm from New York. I know him from New York. I don't know him personally, but I know from New York how he was. So do I trust everything he does? No. Do I think that possibility that he is, like, better than the Democrats? Yes, absolutely. Because I don't know where this country is going, but we're going to hell in a doggone handbasket.
I agree. Trump's driving us over the cliff at 25 miles an hour. They're driving it over at 100 miles an hour. And he's still doing a lot of great stuff. And I don't just think it's good cop, bad cop. Part of that's that. It's the complexity. It's the bureaucracy. It's all of it. Thanks for the call. Now, I'm going to go to more calls, Pat, Nick, Daniel, and Mark. That's all the time we have time for. Sorry to any other callers, but that's what I'm going to have time to get to because I got to hit a couple final things before I go to your calls. So let's do this. Now, I've seen this guy for a few years since he started going out, speaking out publicly on podcasts, and everything he's talked about, I thought, has been really in-depth, thought-provoking, and dead on from my own deep research. And so I want to play a clip of him on the Sean Ryan show that just hit yesterday. Chase Hughes is a former military chief who specializes in behavior profiling, interrogation, and human intelligence operations. He now develops tactics for government agencies and businesses in enhanced persuasion and people reading skills. Chase is also a best-selling author of The Ellipse Manual and Phrase 7. Chase now teaches advanced behavioral skills to law firms, businesses, and the general public. The courses range from violence prevention and interrogation to extreme influence and people reading. He's a full-time author and resides in Virginia Beach with his family. IMDb's in a documentary about Chase Hughes. Okay, I want to get him on the show. But here he is on Sean Ryan, and when I started hearing it, like, oh, you're going to tell me about tribal stuff. Like, we've heard this before. But he actually goes deeper into it, and there's a lot I wanted to basically comment and riff off of he's saying here. But also, I instinctively done what I've done in 32 years on air. And I understood that I'm going against the mainstream corporate dogma. I'm going against the lie. But as the globalism unfolds, as people see that I was right, my credibility will go up. My job as a leader, real leadership, is doing the right thing, even though it can be hard for you and maybe even get you killed or put in prison. That is true selfless leadership for the species. And it's always been that selflessness that has helped us survive and thrive and get out of stagnancy. But they use our peer pressure. They use our fear of rejection, which is hardwired into us. That's why dogs are our best friend. They're very similar in their pack. You know, I was over at a buddy's house through the barbecue. The dog got up on the table and stole a hamburger patty. And he'd already given Daphne, Sean Johnson, a hamburger patty. And he yelled at his poodle. It's an awesome poodle, standard poodle, swimming around with the pool. And he said, "You're bad, go in the house." And like went in the house and went away. And we went in later and patted her head, told her she was all right. She'd come back outside. But the point is, that's a very social animal, because in a dog pack or wolf pack, you do that too long, the other wolves will just kill you. Okay? And if you get kicked out of a tribe, the average band, 150 size, 130 size, you're dead. It's like in a lion pride, you know, unless you're the dominant male, you're out there on your own. But the very dominant one, he gets to share his genetics with the females. So it's survival of the fittest. But the point he didn't really get into here is it's a complex situation. He only had a few minutes. I haven't seen the whole podcast. I'm sure he got into it. Is that we now have people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whatever, Asian, that are breeding with other people that in the normal survival of the fittest system would not breed. And we're also letting criminals out of jail, mentally ill people are allowed to run wild. And then they're just breeding with each other, and you see the IQ plunging. The globalists are greasing the skins with poison in the food and water, the social stuff. People are also interacting with social media and making all these constant, you can only make a few thousand real decisions a day when you're still cognizant. That's why you're better in the morning and midday and everything. You can also take a break and reset. And this is averages here. Some people just keep going and going. But your decision-making skills as you get old, longer in the day get worse and worse. That's why most CEOs, successful people, make most of their decisions in the morning and then implement those in the late morning, early afternoon, and then kind of have other wargaming sessions and things, you know, later in the day. And then, you know, after 5 or 6 o'clock, go out and have some social fun, unless you're Elon Musk, who just plows forward pretty much constantly. So I consciously have known this for about 10 years about myself, but I only because I retrospectively analyze and psychoanalyze myself, that I can think of the larger compendium of the human family and the fact that our species went through such incredible struggles, that I'm a fan of humanity and our ultimate destiny created by God, that I can extend that and actually love everyone, care about everyone who either is unconscious or conscious, who is trying to do good or who is unconscious and not doing good. But those that are consciously evil against humanity, I can not even hate them, but realize that they are a threat that has got to be dealt with. And so I don't care if there's 10,000 articles, it's a lot more than that, saying I'm Satan. I don't care if there's 10,000 programs and 100 movies attacking me. That means I'm attacking the evil. That means I'm over the target. That means I'm getting the flak. But so as a leader, I have to internalize that as an internal quest or narrative or mission, and then fully commit to that mission and still look at the criticism and things to see if any of it's accurate. But when I know it's inaccurate, take it as a positive. And that's what true leadership is not caring what the mob thinks, not caring what the propagandists say, not caring about being demonized or punished, because you know it's for the greater good. Now, you're not like Spock, sacrifice yourself for the greater good. You individually decide to do it. What's better for the individual will end up collectively be better for the whole group. But you as an individual can decide to put yourself in very dangerous predicaments of stress and danger to carry out the mission, because you will not survive as a body politic and individually if you don't save the tribe itself. And I'll use the analogy that just happened in the real world. It's in a lot of movies because it's exciting. They reacted. You know, you're in a ship. It turns over in a hurricane. There's 100 passengers. You know, they're caught up, you know, in it. The water level's rising. The ship is starting to sink. Everybody is in the engine room. It's upside down. You can't find welding material. You can't find a hatch. There's no hatch at the bottom. You can't get out. And you talk to somebody from the ship and say, okay, give me the blueprints. What's the quickest way out of here? Okay, well, if you swim 50 yards this way and 10 yards that way and go, you know, down through this area, there's a main balcony area. You should be able to swim out, you know, through that stairwell and get out. That's about 150 yards. Who's the best swimmer who can do this? Who wants to go with me? And there are cases where guys get ready and then they commit, and it's happened hundreds of times on record. They get out of the son of a bitch, and you just focus, you zen out, you get the control you need. It's not like skin diving where the blood pressurizes. You can stay down under longer. You know, you're not in deep water. Your blood's not pressurized. You know, you got about 2 minutes here. Okay. And your whole family's going to die if you can't get out and go to the outside hatch, because those hatches don't go from the inside outside on the bottom of the side. It's usually on the outside inside. So you've got to save everybody. You're going to have to risk your life to do this, but you're all going to die if you don't do it, so you might as well gamble to save yourself and everyone else. You're just going to pass out from, you know, lack of oxygen. They're going to slowly die as the water comes up and kills them. So you just will it, I'm doing it, and it's going down. And that's what I have done. And it's not like it's even hard. Once you do that, it's like the Niles Barkley song about, man, I love the time I went crazy. Everything got so big and there was an echo. And now that I've, by increment, done this more and more, it is so freeing. I could be naked with having tomatoes thrown at me. I could be drawn and quartered in front of 10 million people with horses tearing my guts out and people pissing on me. And I'd know I was right and I was the victor. And then you're outside their control. Let's go ahead and play a clip of what this guy had to say. It's all of it's very important. Here it is.
Whoever's behind a lot of this stuff, I think they're getting old, and I think there's some narcissism there that's causing them to want this process to happen faster so it happens during their lifetime.
What do you mean, what happens?
Whatever desired end state that mm-hmm. these people, which I can't predict, and I, my theories would just be wild conjecture, but it's very obvious that we're being engineered to have this tribalistic us versus them mentality and all of these other things that are just built, just baked into everything. We can go as deep as you want to go on that.
I would love to go as deep as you can. I've wanted to talk about this for a long time. Okay. So
let me start out just by introducing you to an ancestor of ours. They live in these tribal, almost nomadic tribes. And the average tribe 100,000 years ago, we believe was 120 people or so, 150, 120 people. So pretty small social network, right? So you know everybody's names. You're familiar with everybody's behavioral habits and things like that. And there's a few things that kind of govern your life. And keep in mind that our brains haven't changed. The human brain itself has not evolved one more wrinkle since then. So it's identical brain to 100,000 years ago.
Has it devolved?
There's no proof of that either.
Okay.
And that would, they would be measuring interior skull volume and things like that. So over the course of time, your ancestors, if they piss someone off in the tribe and they get judged by a lot of people in the tribe, they do something silly and they get some kind of judgment, they get excommunicated, they get exiled and kicked out of the tribe. This meant death. Like, A, they're not going to have food and support anymore, water, all this other stuff that's very important to life, but B, they can't have sex anymore. They're not attractive to a mate anymore. And now their genes die. So now it's not just death for me, it's a full death of my genetic bloodline. It's massive. And we hear people all the time say, well, this public speaking is the number one fear of people. But speaking is never what people are afraid of. It's the judgment, the potential for judgment. Somebody's going to judge me. I'm going to get laughed at. I'm going to get kicked off the stage or something like that. That is hardwired into our nervous system. And it's inside of the lower part of our brain. And if I can target the non-human part of the brain, this mammalian mammal brain inside of our brain, that governs your whole life. It's the thing that keeps your heart beating. It's the thing that if you say, I'm going to hold my breath until I die, the reason that you can't is that part of your brain's in charge. It's either going to make you breathe or knock your ass out. You know, so this social fear, being afraid of what other people are going to think of me, became weaponized, hardcore weaponized just in the last 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
With social media coming out, our brains are wired to handle 120 people. And then social media becomes this placebo of connection.
What do you mean our brains are wired to handle 120 people? Does that mean we can, I think the Wall Street Journal just put something out very similar to this a couple days ago saying that the human mind can only basically, effectively handle 150 different relationships with people.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's forge, foster, and maintain. Can I forge a relationship, foster a new relationship with someone, and then maintain it? So we're limited to about 150. And social media comes on the scene. Somehow that's triggering our need a little bit. It's fulfilling some need. It's like a placebo of social connection. And what happens, like we have this city where there's a million people in a city and your brain can't handle more than 150. What do? We go into apathy. We go into absolute apathy. And this is where you get things like psychologists studying something called the bystander effect. Somebody's in public, they get stabbed or robbed or something. If there's lots of people around, people don't say anything and they don't do anything because it's a diffusion of responsibility and we care less and less and less every day. People are talking about like all the stuff going on in Ukraine or whatever, but like there's murders four blocks from your house.
Mm-hmm.
and people being murdered. So we have an apathy for people that are around us once the tribe gets above a certain number. And what social media is doing, And I'm not here to stand on a box and demonize social media. That's not, and I don't think anyone that created social media is not setting out to do this. But what social media is doing with this placebo effect is it's tricking our brains into feeling a little sense of connection, but we're confusing attention for connection.
Interesting.
And the second part of this is anybody watching the show right now on their iPad or whatever would agree that we are in a loneliness epidemic, the whole world. And we're more connected than ever. But we are in this loneliness epidemic because what we're getting is a placebo of social connection from social media, from all these apps and stuff like that. So back to this tribe, there are four things that we we went into in the audio series that you did with Ironclad. Mm-hmm. And this is spells out the word fate because it is our fate. And this is focus, authority, tribe, and emotion. If I can hack your focus.
All right, so I'm going to try to get him on the show to get more into that. Everybody has their own template at looking at this, but that's dead on. Past placebo, it's more of a prosthesis. It's like porn, I have said, is like having a blow-up doll that you say is your girlfriend or your wife. No, it's not a real person. You're not going to have kids with it. It's not going to take care of you when you're sick. It's not going to look at sunsets with you. That's why, you know, I'm sure I've seen porn like porn, but it, you know, the real thing, it's I'm not into porn because the real thing's there, okay? Now, if you're locked on a, you know, in a bunker somewhere, I guess, you know, that'd be, you know, whatever. Or if you're in prison, like half the dudes end up screwing dudes. That's not going to be me if I was in prison. Knock on wood, I don't want to be in prison. But I disagree. It, you know, it came out. They had whistleblowers inside Facebook and others saying, we know we're destroying relationships. We know we're making people depressed. We know we're making them addicted like a drug. It's just like somebody trying to give kids, you know, heroin or speed or something. They're giving you the first few hits free to get you addicted. That's all this is about. You could say Elon's letting X be free for a while to map out all the people, you know, through their Fig and Olive initiative or all the rest of that stuff I'll be getting to later. But you've got to understand, they've given up on humanity. The globalists see us as trash. They just see it as easy as to dumb us down, get rid of most of us. That decision's been made. This is all conscious. It's all predatory. Undermine the family. Break down chivalry. Never have children. Go through the rites of passage that Carl Jung talks about that are so critical to unlock the instincts. That's what this is all about, is arrested development jellyfish. And you got to stand against it. Now, I have all my lay terms from this, just street smarts, understanding it, genetic code. But I can tell you right now, we're not getting out of this caring what the group politic and a bunch of followers think. You got to be leaders, pick your issues, do the right thing, and then people will click to that, the ones that count, and join you in the quest and augment it, add more info, and we get even better information, and we deviate a little bit on our past, sometimes a lot, when we're wrong. Admitting you're wrong is important. Studying history, getting out and doing basic things, getting out in nature, farming, all that unlocks potential. All that triggers your real instincts and your true will. Praying to God, opening up a connection to God, asking God to lead God and direct you. This is the real deal. Harrison Smith set to take over. Please share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You can also go to the AJN live feed on X to find Harrison's show, The War Room, at the letters AJN for Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live, right up there in the corner. God bless you all. Please support us. The very best Patriot apparel, very best supplements. Buy one methylene, buy one colostrum, get one free bovine colostrum right now. TheAlexJonesShow.com. Thank you so much for the support.
A back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she showed me at the restaurant. You see it? It's coming in brown. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com. Even on colostrum now, too much. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So. Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products. But this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been, and I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this
It's brand new.
Turn darker.
Yes, ChatGPT, what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduced inflammation. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It is bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.